The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everybody, before you get into the show, which I know you're super excited to hear because every fucking show of Thinking Outside the Long Box is amazing, we want to thank our Patreon supporters, Chad, Ryan, Derek, Doyle, Devin, Taylor, Jason, Steve, and now Christine. Thank you so much for being a part of this show by donating to us on Patreon. If you too would like to support this show and keep it going every other week after every other week, then you can go to patreon.com/TOTLB where you can get your choice of all sorts of cool bonus videos and awesome prizes like hats and t-shirts, original sketches. I don't know if you guys follow Tim Husky's artwork on Instagram, but one of those original sketches got colored and it was fucking amazing. So join us today at patreon.com/TOTLB. And to those of you who are already subscribed, thank you so much. We appreciate you more than our own assholes.
We're in the upstairs of one's house where the mics are wet and the kids are screaming, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with one Doyle and Gabe.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's 2019.
Well, it's not, but...
Shh. It's 2019.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of this
year.
The year of our Lord 2019.
That's probably going to be a lie.
Probably not.
Because we have one more to come out still.
Oh, well...
It usually comes out on Tuesdays.
Wait, so doesn't the last one come out today?
No, Tuesdays. They've been coming out on Tuesdays.
It'll come out on Tuesday.
So the last one comes out, which will be the first day.
Correct.
When will that be now?
But it will also be the end of year wrap-up.
Which is
correct.
At
yeah.
the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Most.
Oh, buddy, last year's end of year wrap-up came almost at the end of January.
When will then be now? Yeah. So welcome to our second episode
yeah,
of 2019.
We're recording, yeah.
Recorded in 2018 and... it's too early.
It's a Sunday.
It is a Sunday.
Welcome to
It'll
Sunday.
It'll come out on a Tuesday, 2 weeks from now.
You know, so many people like worshiping Jesus right now. We just can't figure out what year it is.
They can't figure out they're worshiping Jesus.
It was funny. On the way over here, I was thinking to myself, man, it's a good thing that Juan doesn't go to church because we would never get this done. Because
no.
Sunday is like the only day that I don't have like a million things going on. Oh, man.
Do Mexican churches last a long time?
Whew, depends. My dad, so this is amazing. My dad used to know which priests gave the longest homilies at Catholic Church, right?
Oh, Catholic Church does last a long time.
And he would look who was speaking that weekend at each church and go to the church that had the priest that gave the shortest homily so he could get out of church the fastest.
That's smart.
He's all, Father Kwan, 40-minute service. Like,
I'll see you next weekend. I won't be here. I don't care.
Oh, it's amazing.
That's a sin, but...
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure that's a sin.
Dude, I remember when I was, like, really active at the church that I, like, worked at, I would be at church for 6-7 hours, yeah, like on Sunday, because
you worked there.
I know, but I didn't like have to be there. It was like, go to a service, volunteer for a different service, and then volunteer again. So I would spend like an hour in church and like 6 hours doing free work. Like, I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah, churches, they abuse you.
It is a time sink, that is for sure.
Probably the biggest church in Colorado.
Yeah.
You live at that.
I feel like we're losing all of our church-going listeners.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. If that's your thing, great. No longer my thing. Too much of my time. Yeah.
It's just like a really long salary job. It's like, you're paid for 40, but the Lord demands 9.
Yeah.
Also, the Lord doesn't pay per hour.
That's funny. No overtime.
The Lord pays flat rate $30,000 a year.
What a cheap bastard.
You get an extra two if you have more than four kids for some reason.
Oh, yeah. That was always weird, too. Like, that you could get paid more if you had more kids. Yeah,
your pay
and stuff
is based
like
on
that.
The size of your family.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird.
Single, not get paid a lot.
Maybe.
Married with 12 kids, maybe $50,000.
Maybe it's time to get married and pop out some kids, single employee. But we're not trying to dictate your life because that's illegal.
Is it?
Oh, probably. Man. So, how was your New Year's?
Amazing.
So many explosions. Oh, man.
It happened at midnight.
So, okay. So everybody has, like, their own New Year's traditions. What are you guys?
I don't have a tradition.
You don't really? No.
I'm usually asleep.
Yeah.
I'm fully honest with you.
You're not at work usually?
Well, I mean, last 3 years.
Oh, Juan's wife is giving
we him go that. Over to my brother's house. I don't know if that's really...
That's a tradition. You I go guess. Somewhere specific and do something yeah. every year.
I see a lot of white people eating some kind of bean or something. I don't know what it is. Black eyed peas. Yeah, I don't know. Wow. It's no, weird.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
This is like the only holiday my job somewhat recognizes. Like, I have Monday and Tuesday off.
Huh.
Makes no sense. Christmas, there. Thanksgiving, there. New Year's.
Not a lot of people are eating. Off.
You know what?
Not
know
a lot of people are eating meat,
is.
Bro.
No, it's end of what year it audits usually and stuff. It's audits and then employees just don't show up because they're hungover. Like when I worked
and all those personal holidays they're forced to give us but never let us use, they have to let us use them at some point. So this is that time.
I remember when I worked every year that I worked in a restaurant, I was getting a phone call at 6 a.m. saying, I need you to come in because so-and-so didn't show up every year.
That's restaurant work.
People just don't show up because they're hungover and they're dying because they're weenies.
Or that one time when I was managing a Tokyo Joe's, the guy showed up at 3 a.m, coked out of his mind, thought it was 6 a.m, started grilling like he was opening the day.
That's amazing. Me, I turn on a movie called The Thin Man at like 10:30 at night, and usually it's over like right at midnight. Then I hug my wife, and then I go to bed because New Year's is not exciting for me.
There was a.
It's a thing, it comes, it goes.
There was a article I read the other day that if you start the Infinity War at like 10:38 or something, he snaps his finger right at midnight.
Nice. It's like there's one that if you start Lord of the Rings at like a specific time.
Oh, God, which one?
The first one. Theoden will say, "So it begins," right at midnight.
I've been on a Lord of the Rings kick this last couple weeks, actually.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I watched all the movies and the Hobbit movies, and then a shit ton of videos about lore, and then started reading the books again. It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
A lot of time.
I didn't watch the second Hobbit
movies.
Yes. Actually, I think, so the first, well, The Hobbit did not need to be 3 movies, but.
Absolutely not.
The last movie is really good in the series, though.
Yeah.
Battle of the Five Armies, I think it is, or.
I liked the first one. I just never got around to watching
the
two. The
I
other
watched
two.
The first one and enjoyed it, and never watched
Me
the
too.
Other two.
Yeah, it was
reason.
Weird. I love the Lord of the Rings.
The last movie's war scene is the coolest war scene in all six of the movies. I think.
Really?
Oh yeah, the dwarves actually fighting the elves. It's pretty badass.
Nice. I mean, I should check it.
The Return of the King has a pretty cool army fight scene.
No, this one I think is better.
Huh.
I mean, the technology, you got to think the technology is just a little bit more
advanced.
Because
you still have
advanced.
A shit ton of orcs. You got elves.
Right.
And then you got dwarves who you think the elves are going to beat the shit out of, and then they do not.
It was cool because when the Return of the King came out, they were starting to use technology where you could simulate the battles, but it would still look real. So, but you were just essentially doing like a SimCity kind of thing, and you were placing where people would go and fight, and it was actually starting to become a little bit more prevalent in movies.
It's just like, it's like in like Total War, the video game Total War, where you set up how you want your armies to attack and they all swoop in.
It was pretty cool. I liked them all. I can remember one of the first videos I ever got was the extended cut of the first movie.
Mel doesn't like them, so I haven't seen them in forever. But I love pop culture classic. Oh, that's a really good idea.
It's a lot of pop culture classic.
Just the middle one.
Just the
just the two towers.
Oh, that'd be so weird.
What the fuck's going on?
No way. We should do like a an episode that's just we sit down and watch all 12 hours of the extended cut and then record an episode.
Oh Jesus, that's a lot. I love Lord of the Rings.
I've seen a lot of times I can easily do
it. I love it. I have a shelf. I don't know if I have it anymore, but I made in Woodshop a shelf, a bookshelf that held all of the Lord of the Rings books that I had, and then we burned it with the wood burner, and we put all like the Eye of Sauron on it and shit like that. It was really cool. I love the Lord of the Rings.
For a second, I thought you were going to be like, and then I burned the book because Jesus told me to.
No, I loved it. Devil. We would learn because in the back of the giant book it had the alphabet for the elves and all that shit. Cool. It was pretty cool. I was really heavy into Lord of the Rings.
Nerd shit. Why? Yeah. No idea. No, I think I've read probably like 2/3 of the histories and the Silmarillion and stuff, and like that stuff is not easy to read.
No, like, it's not.
It's thick.
They don't. You have to find that because I had to special order it through the library because nobody knows about the side shit. You know what I mean? Nobody reads that shit. But I loved it.
Silmarillion's pretty well known, but the histories are hard to find.
Which are weird because they're just like historical retellings of the story that's in the Lord of the Rings. So you're like, why didn't I just read the novel again?
All of the shit before and after a little bit, but
wow. How did we end up on Lord of the Rings? That was pretty awesome.
I don't know.
Doyle.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I went deep nerd shit into the YouTube video. There is a YouTube video chasm of Lord of the Rings.
Sure. Oh, I'm sure.
I have done that twice this week. One was on deep web browsing videos where like people like go on to like deep web and just like start randomly clicking links. Whew.
I refuse to go there.
Some of that is unbelievable. But like, dude, you start digging into it and like go deeper and deeper into the YouTube videos. Dude, there's some crazy stuff out there on the internet.
There's crazy shit on the regular internet.
And then,
let alone the dark webs of the internets.
Yesterday, so I was looking at my page hit statistics for the other podcast from Other Mondays. And the three countries that I get the most hits from are the United States and then Great Britain, because I've reviewed a ton of like British wrestling and stuff. And then the third biggest is China, which is probably bots. But I was like, man, I wonder what professional wrestling is like in China.
Crazy.
And then next thing I know, I'm like totally falling in love with this weird Filipino independent like pro wrestling like thing. I'm like, wow, these guys are great. How comes nobody's ever heard of them? Oh, because there's 10 people in the crowd and it's in the fucking Philippines. That's why nobody's ever heard of them. But like, dude, so going down this rabbit hole, I stumbled onto Middle Kingdom Wrestling, and they have this huge like promo video and everything's awesome, and the dudes are coming out with pyro and stuff, and like the arena is huge, and they walk out and it's clearly the other wrestlers in the crowd like watching the matches and like their families, and then like three dudes that are like so into it. It's unbelievable. But top end in like this big, not like an arena, but like a big theater space. Top end, there's like 40 people there. And you know that they spent like tens of thousands of dollars on lights and pyro and cameras. And
dudes are coming out of the crowd to wrestle.
Dude.
Hold my popcorn.
Oh, it's my turn. Shit, that's my intro. It's just weird. There's so much weird shit on YouTube.
I fell into the scammers being scammed YouTube hole.
Those are hilarious.
It's fucking so funny. Listening to Indian dudes yell at people. Oh, it's so amazing.
My favorite is the like Nigerian guys that try to get you to donate to like their church, and like the people ask them to, you know, go take pictures of this, go do that, and they do all of it. They jump through like a million hoops. And you're like, no, I'm not giving you no money.
Yeah, the ones I was watching, they make you, they tell you something's wrong with your computer, and then you have to download the software to where they can control the computer as well to, you know, right, help you go through it. And then before they gain complete control, somehow the hacker will get control of their stuff and then delete all of their files. Oh. It's fucking it's so crazy. That's but awesome. It's so cool. Yeah, it made me laugh.
There is one like kind of heartwarming story though about it. So this guy, he was like in Kenya or something like that. And he was doing a scam, and the guy's like, you know, go take a picture of this or that. I saw this one. And the guy's like, well, I don't have a camera. So he sent him like a disposable camera, and the guy sent it back to him. And the pictures that he had taken were actually like halfway decent. He's like, look, if you take like a bunch of pictures of where you're at with like a digital camera, will you send it to me? Oh, sure. And so the guy takes all these pictures and starts sending them. And they're like actually really good pictures. And the guy made like a picture book out of like these amazing pictures that this guy took of his village. And then all the money for the pictures he used to buy like school supplies for like an entire school. So I don't know. I thought that.
I think at the beginning he's like, fuck it. It's like $50. What do I care?
Yeah. Oh, no. I thought that was
that's cool.
So there are ways to like screw over scammers while also like not being horrible. But deleting an IRS scammer's files, yeah, that's amazing.
It's funny because some of them were like, okay, all right, we'll give you $100. Just give us all our stuff back. And he sets a password for the computer so you can't restart the computer because then you'll never be able to get back in the computer.
Right.
Like, it's just funny. I like watching people get their comeuppance.
That's awesome.
It's just funny that people don't know enough about technology that they get bought that way still.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
it's weird.
To me, it's like you get an email. It's like, if you don't give us $400, we have video of you masturbating. We're sending it to everyone. And I'm like, please do. Shoot me a copy first so I can tell you what
sure,
I think. I'm
sure they'll be entertained.
I'll edit it for you.
All of my friends don't care.
Yeah. I was an email of you beating up. Yeah, sorry about that.
Weird. Why would you do that?
I was at work the other day, and I got one on my cell phone. And it was the automated one, you know. Your warranty on your car's expired, blah blah blah. And I was like, ah, sure, I'll jump through. And I pushed on to the next one. And as soon as he answered, I was like, hi, this is Juan with Honda. How can I help you? I'm trying to sell you a warranty. And he's like, I think I have the wrong number.
You sell warranties?
Yeah, we sell warranties, of course.
Yeah, for the used car.
Yeah, you can come in and buy a warranty
on a car I already own.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's just, that I didn't buy from you?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Why? It's just a warranty contract.
Do you guys like look at the car before you make the warranty sell?
No.
This just seems like a scam in a new way.
It is. The warranty is like a powertrain warranty. So
it could be. It could be
something.
Anything.
Something has to like drastically fail on your car for anything to happen.
I'm going to figure out a way to work this system.
It could be anything. You could buy a bumper-to-bumper warranty, too.
My favorite is I get the call that's like a lady telling me she's a process server, you know, and I need to serve you. And because like she leaves a message, because I was unable to contact you, I will be pursuing you at your home or your work. Cool. See you then.
Like, come find me.
When you show up, I'll be concerned. But until then, don't care.
I have a certain set of skills, lady.
I have made no secrets about where I live or where I work. It's called, really easy to find me.
I know how to
me.
Open my computer in save mode. Yeah. And erase whatever virus this is.
Oh, man.
Wow, we're 20 minutes into nothing.
No, it's something.
I'm just kidding.
Pop culture.
I just taught people there's a safe mode on the computer.
Lord of the Rings and YouTube videos.
Hopefully, you know.
Safe mode.
Doesn't
we've been watching a lot of live PD at work too. When there's nothing going on.
That is a fucking weird concept.
I like that
live PD.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's like a headquarters. So it's about cops. But there's a dude who's the host.
Okay.
And he's going from
time out real quick. Imagine the premise of Cops, okay? Now layer all the rest of this onto that.
Yeah, so there's a dude in a headquarter, but they're looking at like 9 or 10 different precincts. So we'll jump between different cops looking at different things throughout the hour of the show. And it's just like Cops. You're just watching people get tickets and fucking go to jail and shit. Like,
and basically
it's
they
cool.
say, oh, in Atlanta right yeah. now, Officer So-and-so yeah. has some action. And they cut to him. And it's like happening live.
Yeah.
How like, is that legal?
Because it's all like body
cam. It's body cam stuff
like
yeah.
that.
It's
know,
just
but
like
if
Cops.
I'm like, I don't consent to you.
Then they blur
cops,
your face.
You can blur your face. But if it's live.
They just blur your face.
They just blur everybody's mm-hmm. faces?
No, except for the cops, yeah.
Okay, I guess that's a thing.
Yeah. But like it's a weird concept.
But
to
it's
me.
Legal. It's legal
you
to
can literally watch police brutality live on television now.
Oh, I just it seems so absurd to me. That seems like
imagine
a movie
if
or
you
something.
Could watch World Star Hip Hop live.
I know.
They found a bunch of dildos and like butt plugs in one person's car, which is not illegal. But he's like, he framed it like, hey, whose bag is that? And she's like, it's not my bag. Whatever you found in there, it's not my bag. Like there was drugs or something in it. And he's like, yeah, you might want to burn that bag. if you don't know whose bag that is and it's in your car, you might want to burn it.
Definitely wash your hands after touching it.
It's funny. It's,
it just seems
it's
like
cool.
a movie. Like, that doesn't seem like a real thing.
It's so hilarious. Totally. Oh, officer blah, blah, blah is in Tuscaloosa, you know, whatever. It's funny.
It's weird, dude. It creeps me out. Like, most people think it's, like, funny and entertaining, but for me, it seems really
yeah, because we're likely to be on it at some point.
Super creepy, like, police
like, fucking
shit.
Watching it, and the cops bust in the background, like, what the?
We're, like, all sitting here recording. Like, you
it was
several
it was Doyle.
Laws right there. He did it. Racist Mexican did it. Officer Friendly.
Yeah, that'll get you taste.
I assume they're all named Officer Friendly.
Oh, man. It's a weird show.
I like it.
So I saw a trailer this morning for a children's movie that I'm actually excited to see called The Kid That Would Be King. And it's like a little nerdy kid that
I haven't seen it yet.
Pulls the sword from the stone in a construction site. And when he does it, he becomes Arthur, and, like, it resurrects, like, Morgan Le Fay, and, like, an older, like, senior is Merlin, but, like, disguised as a teenager, and they have to fight off, like, a horde of, like, undead knights and stuff. It looks awesome.
Yeah, because Merlin would be really young right now, wouldn't he?
Yeah, because he ages backwards. Yeah.
Didn't they do this movie already as an adult? Like, recently, though, I mean?
Roger's Court's the last
one. Recently? The one with Ryan Hurst, I thought? Some big dude.
I don't know.
Huh. I don't think it
I
did
mean, it's
well.
Very possible.
Why
but
was
this...
there a sword in stone in a modern-day construction site?
Because they put it there, and then they unearthed it.
They dig out for the foundation, and
they
it
excavated
was,
it.
They excavated it, yeah.
I thought like they're building, and they're like, put this fucking sword in here.
See who could take it out.
This sword goes here forever.
It's going to be where JCPenney's is.
Kid pulls the sword out. Damn it, I just put that there last week.
Cement wasn't set yet, asshole. How about you come back later?
I'm not fixing it. I'm off the clock.
So dumb.
Congratulations. Get the fuck out of here.
So I saw the trailer on Facebook. I was like, oh, that looks like a lot of fun. I bet Hannah would like it. You know, Ashton probably think it's pretty fun, too, because he likes kid adventure kind of stuff. And then I start looking at the comments, and it's like, this looks like a stupid, cheesy kids movie. Yeah, no shit, dude. Like, it's a stupid kids movie. Like, what do you want from it?
I feel like they've tried this a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
They've had a lot of King Arthur bullshit over the years.
Especially a lot of little kid King Arthur stuff. Because it's like a cool reoccurring like fantasy motif. Like, you know, there's that off chance that you have the bloodline of Arthur and you could be the next person to take the sword out of the stone. There is this awesome moment at the end of the trailer where he like fills up the tub and his mom is standing there. He goes, okay, mom, don't freak out. And he goes, lady, return Excalibur to me. And, like, the sword on the hand comes out of the tub. So that was funny.
I'd freak out.
Yeah. If my kid did that, I'd be pretty irritated. Be like, stop wasting water.
Yeah. Also, could you summon less demons in the house?
Ross, you probably could have done that in the sink.
What was that recent King Arthur movie for adults?
I think it was just called King Arthur. And it was
isn't hot. That what I just asked?
It was hot garbage. No, like the one that's just like King Arthur.
The one that they were just like, how much can we shake this fucking camera for a movie? Like,
yeah.
It was just so distorted and weird and like a dream sequence and he grows up in a brothel. It was super bizarre.
Yeah, it was not good.
Was Merlin even in it? I don't think so.
Probably not. Oh, man. So do we want to take a break to eat before we go to our interview?
There has been a plate of bacon on the table for like 30 minutes.
That I've managed to
it's
not
untouched.
Eat.
It's just called King Arthur. Yeah, it's,
the guy
yeah.
from Vikings.
That is yeah, what
Charlie,
I said, Alicia.
Charlie Hunnam.
Thank you for backing me up on
no,
that.
I was agreeing. It's just called King Arthur.
Charlie Hunnam?
Charlie from, Hunnam and Jude Law.
From Vikings.
From...
And David
Sons
Beckham.
And Vikings.
David
and
Beckham
Eric
was in it.
Bana.
David Beckham is a terrible actor, but an amazing soccer
That's the
player.
One I was thinking of. I think it did awful.
Oh, yeah.
It did.
It's not
awful.
A good movie.
It's not
I think
a good
it
movie.
Did awful.
I like bad movies a lot, and I did
For
not
some
like
reason,
it.
I thought Charlie Hunnam was Ryan Hurst, but they look completely different.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it got a 31 Rotten Tomatoes, 41 Metacritic. It made $148.7 million.
How much did it cost to make?
That's what I was... budget was $175 million.
It looked like they spent $175 million. There was just unnecessary shit happening in that movie the whole time.
So it lost $25 million.
Oh, dude, that is a lot of money to lose.
Oh, man. All right, you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break cool. and eat. And when we come back, we'll either be bullshitting some more or go into an interview.
No, interviews are not in the episode anymore.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. So when we come back, we'll bullshit some more. And I'm going to try to convince these guys to talk about things that they're looking forward to in 2019.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's John Morris. I'm the author of The League of Regrettable Sidekicks. And I've been captured by the nice fellows at Thinking Outside the Long Box. Send help.
Hello, Hobie listeners. You don't know us, but we know you. I'm Sean.
And I'm Ian.
And we're the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast, better known as the bad guys, the villains of the story, if you will. A feud that we didn't even start. It was started by Jason. All because he called us out. And we retaliated and such, because what did we say, Ian?
We got rings, baby.
That's right. We've got rings. And the feud escalated. And now here we are, the bad guys. So here we are petitioning today to be the 2016 Floppy Villains of the Year. And to hear just how villainous we are, check out our show. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Satchel, and any other number of podcasting apps. Apps that you may find out there. Jeez, I can't even talk. That's how villainous I am. So there you go. Go ahead. Give us a listen.
Go Steelers.
I'd be like, that's your mistake. So saith the Lord.
So saith the Lord, and we're back.
So saith the Lord.
was that Lion King?
Yeah, it was. Lord,
I was like, what the fuck?
So, I was thinking, since it's our second episode of 2019, in theory.
Damn, it feels weird on 2019. It feels so much like 2018. It's not even funny.
Side note, I'm going to get that Mevo started, hopefully for the next one.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mevo. Is that the thing that does all the different angles?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. So I'm excited.
Could you imagine
to...
beating off in a room full of mirrors with that thing? What the angles
Wow.
Get.
Wow. I'm sure Mevo loves that.
Dude, that should be the review that we send to Amazon so. For the Mevo. So I was thinking, since it's the start of 2019, we should talk about things that we're looking forward to this year.
All right, yeah. I'm down.
So,
Captain Marvel.
All right. Talk to me about why you're excited about Captain Marvel.
She's new. I don't know. But I mean in the universe too.
Correct. I'm just like, I don't mean.
Right.
I just
she's
don't
not
want
a
people
new character.
I don't want people to think that you don't know that Captain Marvel
she's
is
been
a
around
previous
forever.
Comic
right.
Book
right. No.
Forever.
I know. I know
yeah.
that. But
there's multiple versions.
There
it,
are.
It's cool because it's new. It's a new face. You know, we've seen Thor in what, three of his own movies plus two Avengers movies. You know, same thing with Iron Man and all these right. other people. So it's fresh to me. It seems kind different. Of
how Black Panther was.
Right, right.
Or like the new iteration of Spider-Man. It like right. brings a new aspect to the movie.
And I don't know much about Captain Marvel, so I'm excited because of that. And it apparently, looks like she's a big fucking badass. So
apparently Jude Law plays Mar-Vell, which I thought was kind of cool. They accidentally released.
I like Jude Law
posters and stuff.
I think it was a toy too. Someone in the toy when they were making toys of the movie did the same. Did it? And yeah. That's like the worst kept secret ever.
It's funny when toys accidentally spoil movies. Yeah. That happened a bunch with Star Wars too, where the people are like, "Holy shit, that character's in this movie!"
Sorry, I'm making sure we're still good here.
We're okay. Probably good. I don't know. I have no reason to think that.
What do you mean?
That we're good. Just like, don't worry about it, Juan.
Oh. I was like, what the fuck are you
we're
talking
fine.
About?
We're fine. I have faith in you.
Infinity War 2, I'm super excited for. That's pretty obvious Avengers for everybody. Endgame, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of good movies coming out this next year. So, I'm excited for my full stint at San Diego Comic-Con this year. Nice. I think that'll be pretty cool.
That'll be fun.
I'm always excited for the cons. Denver Comic-Con will be really cool. Hopefully, we get to do a lot more. It looks like they're doing a Back to the Future sided event, you know what I mean? So, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm just thinking how macro I can get my vision to go. I'm a little tired.
I guess.
But it was interesting to me, actually. You get blurry about that.
What? Stop it.
I don't know what's going on with Colorado Springs Comic Con, but we'll always go. We'll see what happens.
Have you, like, has there been rumblings about it being a disaster?
No. I just don't. Okay. That's the one show we have to completely do different.
Every
because
year,
we don't
because
get
they
to
do it completely different.
Yeah.
Every year.
Well, and because we don't get to reach out to try and get interviews, like it's weird. So we have to cover it from afar. It seems, you know. Yeah. So whatever, it is what it is. But
from afar.
Hopefully, we get one more pass to San Diego Comic Con. But I don't. Who knows how that's going? Yeah. We'll see. But I'll be there the whole week, so I'm excited for that. But there's a lot. I mean, I'd you know, we obviously want to grow the show and. You know, maybe we'll make it to episode 150 by the end of the year. We'll see.
That would be
like 4 years to get to 100.
Yeah, that would be like.
Oh, it was. What's it, 24? 24. It would be 24.
Yeah,
episodes.
We'd be like 125 or something. I was like, wait a second. We're going to weekly?
No, I don't have time.
Well, I just throw it on the table.
We barely have time to do a weekly half an hour.
I was going
to
say we could do weekly if it was like 30 minutes. Yeah. Well, we can't talk for 30 minutes. That's fucking. We physically can't talk for 30
mind,
minutes.
I was like, we can talk for 30 minutes. We talk like three times as much as that.
There's a lot. I mean, there's
I talk
a lot
for 30
of,
minutes all the time, Juan. Don't tell me what I can't do.
There's a lot of little things that I'm excited for.
What Juan means is we can't
only
talk for 30
only.
Minutes.
That's, we're incapable that's of that. We went damn near 20 minutes without talking about anything.
Tell him, Steve Dave. No, just kidding.
Trademark, copyright.
That's the other show that I feel like if they tried to like hold themselves to 30 minutes, they'd still come out with 3 hour long shows.
I love their shows.
Oh, right?
It's my favorite.
So I'm really... There's two movies that I'm really looking forward to. I'm really looking forward to Battle Angel Alita.
Me too.
Which looks amazing.
I haven't seen that one yet.
It does. I love the manga.
It is good.
One of the few Japanese comic books that I still really, really enjoy. And having Robert Rodriguez attached to it, I think is a really good move. So it should be pretty cool.
It should have probably been my favorite preview of the last year, but I spaced it. The preview is pretty badass, though.
Well, for me, Godzilla 2... trailer came out and that instantaneously supplanted all other previews. No other previews had a place in my heart after the Godzilla 2 trailer.
I just can't believe how pretty they look.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to see that movie.
Pretty is a weird word to describe. It looks good.
They're visually
it looks good. It looks
artistic.
Yeah, I like it.
You would be shit in your pants if it was real. So beautiful, Mothra. Bring it! Oh, God!
So much radiation.
My testicles shrank. My dick also shrank.
I don't think that's possible.
My big toe's huge, though. My God!
My big toe?
Radiation has weird side effects.
Wow.
Godzilla 2, obviously, I'm really, really looking forward to.
And I think Godzilla and King Kong is supposed to come next year, I thought, because they were filming already.
It's supposed to come out in 2020.
The same year?
They were filming already for sure, though.
See, that's why I hate super advanced spoilers. You know Godzilla doesn't die because he's in another fucking movie already.
You also know Godzilla doesn't die because Godzilla
because he's Godzilla.
Dies.
He's
but it's the new age, kind of, and he's fighting four bad guys. I mean, he might die.
He's fought plenty of bad guys all at once before.
Does King Ghidorah count as three bad guys?
Kind of.
Haven't you ever seen
one,
like Godzilla
at least one and a half.
Monsters Attack or whatever?
Yeah, but back in the day, everyone was real slow, and so Godzilla had the advantage of being just slightly faster.
And like to be able to just like lay sideways and fly. Yeah.
Godzilla ran, didn't he? In the new one?
The only time he's run that he's been in this form, but ran.
Yeah.
When he was a big iguana, he also ran, but that was not a Godzilla movie.
Godzilla will never die, Doyle. Sure. Never.
It's true, though.
Never.
Like, he is unkillable.
He's a force of nature. He's unkillable.
Yeah.
I'm also looking forward to Jordan Peele's next movie, Us.
So I put the trailer on our page, and nobody seemed to care, which is, I mean, it happens every once in a while, but there was a lot of hits on other things that day. And I was like, that's the one thing I put up that I thought people would be like, yeah, that looks fucking crazy, because it does.
It does.
I haven't seen it. Not going to lie.
So like,
oh, buddy, it looks
fucking
weird.
I didn't see that post on our page. I didn't watch the trailer till like yesterday. I was like, oh, shit, the trailer for this came out? And it looked bonkers.
It's
like,
fucking. You know what's funny is that was exactly what I said.
Bonkers?
In my post.
Nice.
I said, this trailer looks bonkers.
Everybody was like, we're not watching it.
Dislike. Thumbs down.
Got time for this kind of bonkers.
I don't like bonkers things.
It's fucking weird.
So it seems like the premise of the movie is a family goes on vacation, and they're in their house, and they get attacked by another family.
Doppelgangers.
Who you find out are them.
How are they on vacation but also in their house?
No. So they're on vacation at a beach, first off. That's where the
like,
beginning of the trailer
in their
works.
House, like,
and
on
they
vacation,
the
like
son,
an Airbnb.
The son finds somebody with some scissors or some shit that's just standing there looking kind of dead. And then it cuts to them being back at their house. And then that other family that looks just like them kind of appears.
Oh, so like, it's like the other them.
Yeah, and then they start
like Coraline.
And then
they have button eyes.
And then
they
it's,
don't have button eyes. They have murder robes.
And then it's only one
red robes, which I assume is to hide the blood.
Then
you don't carry enough firearms. I feel like in everyday life.
Are you? Do you live in America? We carry enough fucking firearms.
No, I mean us personally.
I don't need a firearm.
I watch those movies. And I'm like, this will never happen.
Mine's in my closet. If you want,
my God.
I'll just knock on Juan's door.
And then it would,
if you're at your
house. Or literally any of my neighbors will just go outside and be like, I need a gun. And like,
well,
10 people throw pistols at me.
I don't need ammo, Alicia. If I put a shotgun in your face, you're going to not care or not worry about if the gun has ammo in it.
Or they're going to shoot you in the gut.
So I'm one of those crazies.
What if it's you?
And they know that you don't have ammo.
And they know you don't have ammo.
Oh, shit.
See?
But if it's me, he knows where my gun is.
Could you imagine an evil Hannah killing you? Freak.
It's fucking,
or like
it's
evil
crazy.
Hannah fighting good Hannah.
Which one's evil?
Good point.
They team up. No.
Oh shit.
Why do they both have robes? I mean, I get the doppelganger killer things, but
murder
you guys
robes.
Bring an extra murder
yeah,
robe with you?
Not just regular robes.
This murder robe's for you.
It looks insane.
It looks crazy.
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
His other movie was amazing, too.
I still haven't watched
Get
it.
Get Out.
Yeah. It's
I
really,
still haven't watched
really
it.
Really good.
Get Out. Whitey. That's what that movie was.
As far as comic books go,
but it was actually really good.
Really looking forward to the new run of Conan. Like, I'm excited to see what they do with that.
I believe it.
Even got a bunch of the variant covers, which I don't really do very often. How about you?
True. He does not.
I do not. What are you looking forward to, Doyle?
I don't know. There's a lot of things.
Killing more cows?
No, I've diminished my
bunghole cutting
availability at work as of the new year, which is nice.
What does that mean?
I'm just not going to work as much, and it's on the record. Like, right now, my availability is
open.
Yes. Like, we'll be there all the time, every day.
That backfired this week.
Oh, fuck yeah, it did.
You can tell as you try to macro your eyes on the microphone.
Dude, I was trying to, like, leave work a couple times. They're like, you can't leave work. You got to come work again. No.
Can't you just say no?
See, it's really weird because, like...
What? I didn't hear you.
Oh, I hope the mic picked up the feet right.
My job compounds. It's not like your job where, like, you try to sell a car, and if you go the next day, you try to sell a car. It's like, we get all this shit out of here, or I get there tomorrow, and all that shit's still there. And eventually it has to get out of there. And so it's like, if we wanted to try to give everybody days off to some degree for the holidays, everyone had to, like, bust their ass. Everyone who, you know, was in charge of anything had to bust their ass, so.
That sucks.
And plus, awful. Everyone who doesn't give a shit is not coming to work.
Because of the holidays, of that. Yeah.
I'm sick day before and of and day after Christmas. Conveniently, I also put in back date for holiday pay when I get back in. No, you sons of bitches. Comic books I haven't looked ahead too far, so I don't know what to expect.
I know there's some new...
But Defenders is coming back, and I am looking forward to that. That's kind of like this year. Well, actually, we know, because only this year we got like the intro stories, I believe. Next year, Defenders.
You mean
starts.
Last year?
Yes.
I'm confused now. I know Danny
Old
Coates...
Old school Defenders.
Or Donnie Coates, I think is how you say his name. He's taking over Guardians of the Galaxy. And he did a pretty bang-up job with Venom. That was halfway decent. So it'll be interesting to see what he can do with Guardians. Like, it's not like something I actively read, but like if I see it at the library and it's got his name on it, I typically pick it up because he's a really good writer. So I know Sewell is finishing his run on Daredevil this year, so somebody else is taking over that.
Yeah, Daredevil's going to switch hands.
Yeah, and isn't it – I think it's going to actually be called Man Without Fear now instead of Daredevil.
It's changing titles, but I don't know what the new title is. But that sounds like a very Daredevil-esque title. So I'm looking forward to – I'm going to – it's just a me personal thing because Walking Dead's just been like – I staggered off the books.
Yeah.
But I'm going to catch up from one to
– That's all those – that's all the fucking Walking Dead right now that I'm going to catch up to.
I'm going
to
catch up from one to present over the next couple months.
I'm looking forward to Saga coming back in 2020.
I hear that Witches could make a return this year.
I did hear that too.
Which I'm stoked
on. I think it did, I thought.
I don't.
They released like a holiday book that was actually stuff that was like in a magazine that was before it or something. Image Plus?
Yeah.
But it's not like technically new material. So that is exciting. Comic book movies, obviously, very good. Very good. I don't know. Life as an adult has become very much. I hope it to not be like it's been. Every day is the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
It will not be that way this year.
Me too. I'm with you, buddy.
I don't mind things being exactly the same way as long as I make more money at it.
See, that keeps happening, but it just doesn't feel like worth it.
I hurt my back, so I like missed like about a week of work. And so as a consequence, I like played some video games and slept a lot. So I'm actually looking forward to like maybe playing a little more video games than I had last year. Because I really enjoyed playing Diablo 3 for a while, or you know, Dead Cells and stuff like that. I don't play a ton of video games, and I think video games have come a really long way since I was an active like gamer, and that's been really nice. So
the thing is, when I play video games, I don't want to play new video games. I want to play Mario Kart.
Yeah, but see, there's new versions of that.
Yeah, but
like the
not
Super
good.
Smash Brothers is a lot of fun.
I'm horrible at Super Smash Brothers.
I was playing that at work with a guy that has a Switch. So, like, I mean, they're a lot of fun. So
the thing that I do and don't like about new video games is that no one plays new video games casually anymore.
Yes.
It's like. You want to play Smash Brothers? And I'm like, how many billions of hours are you into Smash Brothers? Because I would like to play. I don't feel like getting annihilated for the next 15 minutes of my life.
That's why I hate online play. I don't like playing. If a game is largely based on competitive online play, I don't play it.
Yeah.
Because I don't care. I don't care if I can beat some guy that lives in Guatemala. Like, I don't care if some, like, 12-year-old is better at Street Fighter V than I am. Like, I just want to play the video game and have fun for, like, 2 hours and then turn it off and not think about it for, like, a week and a half.
Nobody wants to do that.
And my thing is,
that's the weird thing. Everybody does. Everybody I play, like, all Tom, one of the guys I work with, and a few other guys, they all play video games on their spare time, but they play online. They won't play the story. They'll only go online and play people.
That's my son. My son complains. So, like, he plays a lot of Battlefield 5. And he's been complaining because Battlefield 5 went, like, hugely on sale and, like, a ton of kids, quote-unquote kids. It's literally how he says it. And I'm like, dude, you're going to be 15 and you're a kid. But he complains that, like, all these noobs jump on and start playing and it ruins his gameplay experience. I'm like, dude, new people have to play your game or you won't have anybody to play with soon. And they
were noobs once.
Exactly. So I started playing Titanfall for a while until they all went away. It's like, that's weird, dude. Like, your enjoyment of a video game shouldn't be dependent on somebody else's ability to play the game.
No.
Like, I tried to play League of Legends one time. And I didn't really know what I was doing, and I didn't really know how my character worked, and the people that I was playing with just started cussing me out for not knowing what I was doing.
It's my exact experience with League of Legends. I was like,
dude, this is literally my first time playing. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, I can't get as good as you at it unless I start.
Yeah.
Like, and there's no way to go into a group that's like, we are all first-time players fucking it up left and right.
A lot of my Magic the Gathering friends play that game. I remember that they talked me into playing it one day. That was my exact experience.
Yeah.
And I discussed it beforehand. I'm like, so there's like almost 100 characters, and they all do things that somewhat do things against the other characters?
Yeah.
And all those characters have roles, and those roles offset each other's roles.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is going to suck. And like, I got in there, and 2 minutes in, hey, asshole, you know what you're doing? I'm like, no, I have no idea what I'm doing. As should you know, because I'm walking into a tree, and I can't seem to get out of it. I'm like, stop the creeps. I don't know how to stop the creeps, man.
Like, I literally got a, why the hell did you choose that character? Fucking noob, you suck at this. It's like, yes, I do.
He looks like a shark toad. I thought it was cool. My bad.
I'll go back to playing Final Fantasy 15.
I think all I would do is talk shit, though. That probably wouldn't happen. Wouldn't work.
Oh, no.
The thing is, I want to be competitive. I just don't have the time. I don't even know if I have the ability anymore to be competitive. I used to. But I remember even StarCraft 2, right? Played my ass off. Got to Diamond tier. Still can't beat a single Korean. Even Koreans who don't play the game.
Yeah.
Just show up and just annihilate you. It's like,
it's because they have better Wi-Fi.
We also Diamond tier. We just better. I'm like, why is there no other tier above that?
Well, it's like my son. Him and his friend are putting together a Titanfall team because they like top 8 every single time they play other teams or whatever. And as soon as they start playing like other really competitive teams, they get raffle stomped. You know, like it's just instantaneous murder, death, kill, you're done.
That's how it goes these days.
I hate
that. I don't like online gaming.
I like playing video games all by myself.
Or with friends.
I like the story modes too. Nobody else does, but
I love story modes.
PlayStation 4 just
me too. I like playing stories. I like beating the game. I don't like having to try and compete with fucking 30,000 other people.
Well, I saw like recently, like all of the Elder Scrolls, like the whole history of the game went on sale for like $50.
Yeah,
that's a lot of fucking game.
Yeah,
so I was like, I'll buy this. I can play this for the next 8 fucking years of my life.
Exactly. Or you could just buy Skyrim and do the same thing. It's massive.
As soon as I bought it, though. It updated my PS4. Both of my controllers died after the update instantly. They both went from fully charged to not working, and neither one will charge again.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm like, did I just like download the Fuggo Fuck Yourself update? Thank you for buying this game. Now you can play nothing.
Elder Scroll. Oh, my God.
You have to go buy the Elder Scroll specific controller.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
I don't know, what other kind of stuff are you guys looking forward to? Maybe not like pop culture related or just...
I want to hopefully get all my shit on my walls downstairs next year because I did none of that this year. I don't think we put one single thing on the wall this year. And that's sad because I have a lot of things that need to go up on the wall. A lot of signed things, a lot of different pictures and shit that I want to finish. This is how bad it is. That fucking thing is ready to just go downstairs, and it hasn't in 2 weeks.
The Rey Mysterio Rask.
Yeah, it just needs to go downstairs to be displayed somewhere, and it just hasn't.
That's awesome.
I would like to get more unknown. The more and more I look at it, I'd like to get more and more unknown masks, signed masks from the other, maybe who I know are bigger wrestlers, maybe in Mexico or something like that, but who not a lot of people know. I think that'd be cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very elitist of you.
I don't know what that means. Well, a lot of Mexican wrestlers, like, there's not, in the United States, there's not very many who are, like, big.
Well known.
Yeah. There's a lot of, if you go to Mexico and you're like, yeah, this guy, they're really big in Mexico, but not in the United States, not a lot of people are into Mexican wrestling.
Even the big mass wrestlers in the United States aren't that well known.
Yeah.
Like, probably the two biggest, the Lucha Brothers. Like Pentagon and Phoenix.
Well, Rey Mysterio is probably the biggest.
No, I mean besides Rey Mysterio, because you already have that. Maybe Kalisto.
Most everybody takes their mask off.
Yeah.
What's his name? Alberto Del Rio was a super, super famous, because his dad's really, really famous.
Right.
But he took his mask off as soon as he started wrestling in the United States.
I learned something totally random yesterday, and like probably only you will give a shit about this. So in Lucha Underground, there's a character named Mil Muertes.
Yep.
Did you know that that's Ricky Banderas?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Like, Ricky Banderas was, like, my dad's favorite wrestler when I was a kid. Because, he's from Puerto Rico, but my dad just assumed he was Mexican because his name is Ricky Banderas.
Yeah, all Hispanics are Mexican.
Yeah, especially to my dad. Like, so my dad was like, oh, he's awesome. He's like, you know, he's like me. He's Mexican. He's short, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and then to find out that him and Mo, like, he's got to be 50.
No, they're all old. Rey Mysterio is fucking old.
It's just weird to me. I was just like, holy shit. I had no idea.
Yeah, I love it. I'm a big wrestling guy. I don't watch a ton anymore, but I like the history. I like everything about it. So I'm excited to work hopefully more on the Nerd Basement next year.
Nice. That's
or awesome. This year.
The Nerd Basement.
How about you? What are you looking forward to outside of pop culture stuff? Any, what do you call them when you, like, you're going to lose weight or whatever? Or
New Year's
drinking.
Eve.
Resolution.
Yeah,
thank you.
Resolution.
Any resolutions? Juan's resolution is hanging stuff up in his basement.
I want to lose a little bit more weight, too, honestly.
I mean, I need to, just my knee.
Yeah.
Like, I'm one of those people, I genuinely do not care about being fat, just fat, whatever, I've always been fat. But my knee is bothering the shit out of me.
Right.
So I want to, like, lose some weight just so my knee doesn't always feel like it's going to fucking explode. That would be nice.
That is a true fact. I'm in the same boat.
Also, just getting shit done around the house, because there's, like, a lot of stuff piling up that needs to be done. And I'm starting to figure out that it's probably my house. Like, I didn't think it was when I moved in there, but it's, like, becoming my house somehow.
Nice.
It's random.
Like, basically, you've lived there enough that nobody else is doing anything and you feel obligated to do it, or?
Basically, it's, like, my sister's house. My parents helped her get into the house. She was there a long time. Now I've been helping her with the house for a long time. You can tell her motivations are leading her elsewhere, but my parents are kind of into the house to some degree. So it's just probably going to end up being my house is what it feels like. So, you know, we got, like, recently had AC and new heating put in, you know. That was expensive. Yes. But all that, you know, on an old house, just got that done. I want to do the floors and, I don't know, just stuff that the house needs.
Very adult shit.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I have a Mexican on
retainer.
Retainer.
Me too. I wake up and look at him every day in the mirror.
Yeah, but I'm not the right kind. For me personally, when I look at me in the mirror, that's not the right kind of Mexican.
I wouldn't think I am either.
I have some drywall to hang. I think I know a different Mexican.
Yeah, yeah. I'll call him. Yeah.
I wouldn't think I am either, but then I'm like, how does this floor? And then there's a floor there. It's like, I put in this floor. I knew how to do it.
Chicano magic.
Yeah. It's in the blood.
Wow.
I'm just saying, that's a good thing to be in the blood.
Well, now I feel like I should have, like, adult things.
Like, your house is kind of put together.
It needs help, especially the plumbing in the basement. But I don't know how to do any of that, and I'm terrified to even think about doing
that. No, I'm not. I would never.
I'd also like to make sure that Tim doesn't die this year. Yeah. I feel like his immune system is just, like, shutting down. Insanely terrible. Every time I talk to him, he's like, I'm just close to death. It's either diarrhea.
I feel like he's regressing into a child.
Or he's, like, immediately I'm not gonna go. A 95-year-old man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to go to the doctor. Fuck doctors.
I'm coughing blood. I'm not going to go to the doctor.
That's the last. Like, you don't wait until you cough blood to go to the doctor's office. Go to the fucking doctor.
I don't know. I'm kind of that guy, though.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
It's like, I'm not going to get my back checked out until I literally can't walk. Same with my knee.
Pains are different for me because if I couldn't move, that's different. But my knee always bothers me. It goes in and out. I probably should go to the doctor for that. But I mean, for stomach issues, where I think I might be dying, like, I'd probably go to the doctor.
Yeah. My knee is, like, on an unreal level of pain sometimes. Like, I wake up and it's like
I have a half an hour conversation with myself to bend it. Because it's just like just yelling at me. I'm like,
you're the bride in Kill Bill.
Yeah, I'm like,
bend your knee. Bend your knee.
I've never had problems bending. For me, it's
a pressure thing. I can just tell how much it's going to hurt.
Right. Like, there are times
I move, my knee is like, it feels like someone's hacking it off. I'm like, oh, I gotta move it again.
There are times I'm walking down the hall and I have to stop.
Yeah. I know
my knee hurts.
I know if I take like 10, 15 steps, it's gonna loosen up a little bit. It's gonna hurt for a while still, but I know it's gonna get better, but I gotta like convince myself.
On this episode of Old Men Bitching About Their Body Aches.
Yeah. Don't blow out your knee twice. That's what it's I suggest.
Tell Tim's Alicia to get his ass in shape.
Right? I don't know if she has that much control of him yet.
He's a shape, and it's not a bad one. It's just, I feel like he has no immune system at all.
I feel like that was you saying Tim looks okay. Like, Tim's body's nice.
Well, he's
but
the
his
most,
insides are falling apart.
He's definitely the most technically in shape of all of us.
This is true.
But it's just like, clearly there's still something broken in there because the dude can't eat a hot dog without like killing over.
I've been preparing for stomach for a long time, so for food to go into my stomach, that doesn't necessarily agree with me. So
for me, I'm excited to keep recording the show. I'm really excited for the conventions. I'm excited about my other show and like staying on track with that. I saw a bump up of one more listener this month.
Nice.
Oh, that was pretty exciting.
Get some.
I was like, hey, that's like when it rolled over yesterday, I was like, oh, that's an extra person. So
that's weird how, I mean, in the world of like podcasting success, obviously not very relevant. But when you think about it, like that is an entire person though.
That, like, took the time to listen to your shit, yeah.
Like, when you think about the fact that you're a person and how little time you have to do shit that you want
to
do.
Right. And of all the things that you could choose to listen to, like, you listen to one of our shows. Like, that's really awesome, so.
It's cool, because I know that Spotify has their own metrics as well, and I don't know if those count towards the ones that I see on Blubbery. And so when one person a few weeks ago was like, yeah, I listened to this, the Georgia Fox interview. That's, we got that fucking interview got so much steam. It was insane. Like other people were retweeting it, just coming out of the woodwork. Somebody,
I had to make people promise not to listen to the real show. Like people who I know can't handle it.
Like your like friends of yours and stuff?
Like my Aunt Mary Lee, who was like, oh, I listened to this interview. And I was like, you must swear to God that you do not listen to the regular episode.
But it was just crazy. Like somebody transcribed the whole interview and put it up on their website. What? Like it's a Georgia Fox like fan. It's a fan page. But I just couldn't believe how much traction a 20 or 30 minute interview got.
I started actually researching her, though, she's really famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, everything she's done has been
gold.
Yeah.
Like, she's been in a ton of different
stuff. She's like, I did this, and it went absolutely fantastic for 15 fucking years. Like,
it's just crazy. Like, even I put out another episode, and then I think we put something else out, and you still got residual. I'd always see it retweeted. People were talking about it, and it was just crazy. Like, it was not what I expected.
That's
but
really cool.
I'm excited to see people move to Spotify as well, and I'm excited to hopefully grow that. I think the peak that we've got so far, because it shows me, I have it show me the last 7 days, I think, is how I have it do. And I think the most we got listener wise was like 36 or something like that, which is pretty cool on Spotify. It's obviously much different when we look at the overall stats, but I'm hoping we get to 20,000 downloads this year. That would be fucking cool.
That's really cool.
Because we're almost at 16 right now, so I think 4,000 is probably a pretty good little metric.
Oh, that's really
we're
cool.
Starting to get back to the. Anytime we take any kind of weird break, we always see a little bit of a dip in downloads. It happens. It's understandable. But generally, we do pretty standard every month. And I think 4,000 is probably a pretty good metric.
That's awesome. I like that we're still doing this. Like, we're going into like our fifth year and we're still kicking its ass. Like every other week we get together, we record the show. Like, I mean, this feels like me patting myself on the back. But
it's different and it's better every year, I feel like.
I can I can count on my hand the number of jobs that I've been with as long as I've been with the podcast. Like, there's not that many, you know, and that's fun. Like,
right.
And I think of this like more as a job than just something dumb that I do.
Right.
Like, it's something I feel responsible to work on this. When I can't come, I feel guilty because I can't be there. Like the Jorah Fox interview, like I wanted to do that interview. I just couldn't, like, because of the way the timing happens. Mm-hmm. And it's cool that we have a new person to step into that role. We have Tim on the show a lot more too. And it's nice. Like, the show just gets better and seems to be growing, and it's fun.
And I'm like I said, I'm hoping that next year we integrate the live kind of streaming a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I'd like to, because that has the ability to do live on Facebook, on YouTube, on I think Twitter, I think, but I'd really like it to bolster our YouTube account.
Yeah,
but we'll see. I think it'll be cool though.
Nice. I'm excited. This year should bring some awesome stuff, I think.
I think so. I'm excited. San Diego Comic-Con, now that it's kind of in there, we got to reapply next year, which scares me a little bit. But 2 years, if that's all we get, it was fucking cool. So.
Yeah, but I don't think we've been there for 2 years, and we clearly show that we go there to work.
Right.
You know, the amount of content that we put out based on San Diego Comic-Con should be enough that they stop looking at the microphone like that.
Big and it's black.
And now that I'm... Wow.
Shooting out at me.
Now that I'll be there, I think, every day, I should have the ability to edit and do shit while we're there, too. So,
editing on the fly.
Yeah. Oh, buddy, these guys who go there are serious. I was watching people stand in line editing photos and audio and shit, and then putting it up while they're waiting to go into the next interview. It's fucking crazy.
I definitely want to get like a Chromebook or something, like a light laptop, to take so that I can write up the article about the, you know, panel that I'm in while I'm in it.
Right.
Like,
that would be good.
Yeah.
You might want to go slightly more powerful to do video stuff on too, but I don't know.
No, I'm just saying just specifically to like write on.
Well, we're going to do the video either on the Mevo or on the GoPro. It's usually been pretty easy.
I know for a fact that I have to get an extra battery for my camera so that I can always have like two charged batteries.
Yeah, that was one. It's weird the things you learn when you're out there, but it is. I mean, the GoPro ran out early on the first day we were at Colorado Springs Comic Con, and it is definitely you realize, oh fuck, I need more batteries. Maybe I need three or four charging cords. You know, it's fucking crazy what you have to prepare for.
You learn. it's weird. It's weird how fast you learn to do different stuff. So, yeah. Oh, I am excited for one thing, and this is me plugging the other show a little bit too, but I'm one of the sponsors for like a benefit wrestling program in Colorado Springs. So
nice.
I'm excited for that.
What does that mean?
So basically I'm paying extra money, but I get full access to the show. I can go backstage, take pictures, interview people, that kind of stuff. And on all the posters, like in the sponsors, there's the little A Month of Mondays.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool. I'm excited. Basically, a guy, one of the local wrestlers, his parents passed away, and he's like, or his mom passed away, and he's like 18, 17, something like that. So it's a show of all the local wrestling promotions coming together as a benefit for him.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool. But I was excited to like get the opportunity to do that. So thanks. Nice. Thanks, Zach Bank, for tagging me in that post.
What's it called?
The show? What's it called?
Yeah.
Which one? My show or the wrestling show?
The wrestling show that you're sponsor of.
This is me stalling for time.
Okay.
Why do you stall? We're not live.
Is it called Love Hurts?
Wow, that seems very dark.
It does. But also very metal.
Love Hurts. Love Hurts. It's called Colorado United 2.
Who died the first time?
Wow.
I know that was a dark joke, but I had to make it.
I think it's just the second one. So.
Okay. Sorry, guy, for your parents passing. That's super terrible. I said.
So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's 22.
The shitty thing about this show, when it comes to sponsoring shit like that, it costs us thousands of dollars. Yeah. If we ever were to do something like that.
Yeah. My sponsorship is not thousands of dollars. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm not paying for it. I'm not worried. Yeah.
That's for anybody that might be listening. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
No, the thing, that's just, it's crazy. Because we're a pop culture podcast, any kind of Comic-Con sponsorship is fucking crazy expensive.
Right.
That seems weird.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You guys talk about and influence people to the things that we do. You have to give us more money.
Well, it's not specifically for us. It's just the way they break down sponsorships.
It's because the thing that I'm sponsoring, scale wise, is significantly smaller than Denver Pop Culture Con.
Like Denver Pop Culture Con, what they do when they get together and they do it, they're like, okay, we're going to need somebody to pay for pamphlets. So for $4,000, you can be on every single pamphlet, and we'll put your name on and your logo and all that shit.
Because we can't take it out of the bagillions of dollars we're making.
Well, they're supposed to be distributing it to other things, hopefully.
Yeah. The profits they make go to other stuff.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of iffy things about that with the bigger cons.
Eh, whatever.
Well, some bigger cons are for profit. Denver Pop Culture Comic Con, Denver Pop Culture Con specifically is a 501c3. They're a nonprofit organization.
And I ignore all of that stuff because that's not what I'm there for. Like, I don't care about the politics of it. I just care about seeing the people that I want to
I think Comic Con is a for-profit company.
Not enough to care not to go.
Right.
Just to wave my finger at them as I walk in. I know what you're doing.
Making a lot of
like you got me food.
Making a lot of money, good for you. That's money. What I think.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can make a lot of money, good for you, do it.
So many people making so much money doing
that's what they do, bro.
So when you think about all the things out there that people get successful at and make tons of money on, some of it's so ridiculous. Not this, actually. I'm assuming putting together a con is a fuck ton of work, actually.
It is. It is.
That doesn't sound like something super easy and ridiculous, but...
But making squishy toy repair videos, that seems easy, and people make millions of dollars doing that.
Or the guys who are like the Can You Blend It guys. Have you seen that?
Yeah, that's gross.
I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
Oh, not the guys that put like all sorts of food in a blender and then drink it?
No, no. It's just the guy who's like, will it blend? That's what it's called. He has the super high-powered blender, and he's just like, a brick. Will it blend? It does. He's like, a rake. Will it blend? It does. It's like, his blender's badass. I don't know where you get that. Mine gets stuck on frozen strawberries. It's like, no.
I can't even make a daiquiri.
Yeah. This dude's blending fucking iPhones, brakes, and bricks.
It's quite. I mean, the thing is views. That's all. That's all it amounts to. How many people are looking at you, and then you can get people to send you rakes and bricks, and you don't have to pay for them.
We need a sexy bitch. That's what we need.
Well, we're not going to advertise that. We need Tim a sexy bitch.
I thought Tim was supposed to be our sexy bitch.
Like sexy bitch in a good way.
Yeah,
she's a sexy bitch.
I'm sure many girls love me calling sexy bitches.
That's surprising. Super surprise fun. Look at my friend John Still. His co-host, which I shouldn't bring up due to things, his name was Sugar Tits for the longest time.
Yeah, his show's different than our show.
Yeah.
Though.
It's true. It's a little more.
He's from the South, so he can say all those awful ding, things. Ding, ding, without... ding, ding.
But now she's gone, so.
Yeah, she sugar titted her way away.
So now he's Sugar Tits, I think.
Poor,
is that how that works?
Poor John like Still. Clyde. Radio,
you know what's weird? That now that he's on my
show,
Facebook,
Highlander Hour,
and I know him and his actual name, which we can't say, I expected a lot of random shit to come out of his Facebook profile. But you know what comes out of there? Like instant pot cooking recipes.
Yeah.
Like it's very bizarre.
He's been posting that like all week. He's like, I got an instant pot. This is what I made in it. I'm like.
And it looks good. It's just not what I expected. Like when I added Dom to my Facebook friends, got what I expected.
Oh, yeah.
And then some.
Oh, dude. He posts. I would hate to see what Dom's like search history looks like because sometimes he posts.
It just breaks your computer.
Just vile things. Just vile.
That's funny.
That's why I like him, though.
Yeah. That's the good part about Dom.
Oh, man.
All the parts of Dom are good.
Oof. That seemed weirdly sexual.
Yeah, it was.
Like nothing weird about it. I like my men like I like me. Big.
Wow. In the pants?
And keto, evidently.
Yeah, he has lost a shitload of weight doing
that. Maybe that's what I can do.
Maybe that's what we should both do.
Just high fat, all meat.
Honestly, it's just portion control. That's it.
My thing is,
tell me how to live my life.
That's what it is, though, honestly.
Hey. My thing is I eat exactly wrong. Like, I know I do. It's not that I eat a crazy amount of food. It's that I eat once a day. Like, I eat a big meal every day. When I get off work, I go to fucking sleep. I wake up. I literally wake up, do stuff, go to work, don't eat anything. Get home, eat a big meal. If I broke that into five meals, I'm sure it'd be like instantly healthier. Just right there.
I just know that it's not my portions. It's just what I eat. Like, I just eat garbage because I don't have time.
So do I. I mean, what I did when I lost the 50 pounds that I lost, the only thing that I did was eat less food. That's it. And yeah. I walked a little bit more. But I still ate junk food. I still ate everything that I did eat. Anthony, I just ate less.
Approaching the 500-pound mark. And he had to start losing weight, and he has lost a significant amount of weight, like over 150 pounds. And up to this point, all he did the same thing. He didn't change any of what he was eating. He just started eating less of it. And now he's at the point where he's going to start like eating vegetables.
At some point, you have to change it, but yeah.
But he lost like 150. He lost a person just eating like three less chips at a time.
Three less bags of chips at a time. That's me.
Wow.
You ever seen a 500-pound dude go to... It was impressive when we go to fast food restaurants. I'd be like, and then, it was just like, and then, like from Dude, Where's Your Car? Except he was really doing it. A chicken sandwich, and then another chicken sandwich. It's like, good God, dude, that's five chicken sandwiches.
It is funny. Like I was talking to you guys off air how I've been doing DoorDash to make a couple extra dollars. It is funny to me when you like pull up to like a house that clearly only has like one person in it and they have ordered like six people's worth of food. Like, you are high as fuck. That's the other thing. When I'm delivering late at night, the door opens and like 9 out of 10 times it's like weed smoke. And like, oh man, you brought me my chicken nuggets. Fuck yeah.
If we were watching live PD, that guy'd get arrested.
Yes.
Psh, not in Colorado, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he's in his own home. To go fuck himself. Screw you, officer.
I'm high as fuck. I don't got to do what you say.
Wait a minute. Did you bring my chicken nuggets?
Did you bring my chicken nuggets? Next time I get pulled over, I'm asking the cop that. You got my chicken nuggets?
So is DoorDash dependent on the restaurant? How much they charge?
It can be, I think. I haven't really looked too much at the other side of it.
Because, granted.
I don't think so.
You kind of work for them, sort of.
I think some restaurants... Like, they can decide how much they charge for delivery. Because some restaurants it's free, and some restaurants it's like $4.99. So,
because I think it was like 2 weeks ago. I don't remember if this was Grubhub or DoorDash, so I can't say. But I woke up and I was like, I feel like sushi, but I don't feel like getting out of the fucking house. I was like, I'll order sushi, and sushi's like $40 because it's sushi to get like three things.
Right.
The fucking thing after the Grubhub Dash was $83 on a $46 tab. I was like...
Oh, that seems wrong.
The fuck? I was like...
Wow.
I was like, I will drive my happy ass to Sushi One and pick up that up.
We use somebody else. But it's not Grubhub or Dine Dash.
DoorDash. Dine and Dash when you don't pay and
run
away.
There's like Uber Eats and then like Bird something.
We use something else, but it's a flat... percentage. It's just a fee. It's like $4 with no matter what you order.
That's how DoorDash is. It's like a flat fee, but it's based on like the restaurant. Like I said, like,
oh, McDonald's, see, that's weird for us. McDonald's, it doesn't matter who you're ordering.
I think
from.
It has to do with volume, like, because McDonald's is like free, or like Chipotle is free, but like, you know, a local restaurant is like $3.99 or something.
See, I tried to ring it up three different times. So I was like, did I do something wrong? Did I like? No, my thing was like close to $50, like $46, and then it was over $80 after all the fees.
That's weird.
I was like,
nuts.
That's weird because usually the fee goes to the company, not the restaurant.
No, yeah, that's the. I mean, those fees would go like right to the company.
No, but I mean, what you're talking about, it's weird that the restaurant sets the fee.
I don't think the restaurant sets the fee. I think DoorDash sets the fee based on the volume.
How many orders they get from them or something?
Huh. It's going to be nice once we finally get like what some of the bigger cities have, like just full on store version of that. Like, I just want fucking toilet paper, frozen pizza.
Oh, you can get that from King Supers right now.
Walmart does the same thing.
How fast is it though?
It's pretty fast.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't remember the service in LA, but when I was down there, literally it'd be like 3 in the morning, and you're like, oh, I'll take a shit on it. I need toilet paper, a slushy, Almond Joy, like, and I want to rent this movie from Redbox. It was fucking at your house in like 3 minutes. I was like,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
well, it's just like when we were in San Diego, I bought weed, and they delivered it right to my hotel room. It was amazing. I was just like, I need...
Why doesn't Colorado have delivery weed?
Because it's illegal here still. But it, apparently in the new year, that's supposed to like start happening. And if that starts happening, I'm going to do the DoorDash of that. Because
that would probably be a lot better pay.
And you probably make a lot of money.
Yeah, Walmart does it where you can do it two ways. That you pay a little bit more money in some areas for them to bring it to you, to your house, which you can also just do your list and then go get it, and they'll just bring out to the car.
Yeah, I know you can do like subscriptions. Honestly, the toilet paper, everything like toilet paper, soap, stuff like that, I already just get through Amazon on a bi-monthly basis, which is super convenient.
Yeah.
If you don't do that.
Mel has started doing that with
very nice.
With like the kids' snacks for their lunches. Because, you know, you go buy like fruit snacks at the grocery store, it costs like X amount per package. If you buy like a case of them, it's significantly less. And so just like every 3 months, she buys like an Amazon like snack pack, basically. Yeah. And it's like a box full of snacks.
You
can set a button
and it gets like reduced price even if you order it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we go to Costco for when we do big things like that.
Except for this is Costco, but it delivers to you. And that's amazing.
Oh, I can't wait till I just have full access to a girl. Well, if King Soopers, I might never leave. I just hate going to stores, to be honest with you.
So do I.
I don't mind it.
Like, if King Soopers come to my house. I
hate being around people.
Dude, I don't like it. I'm around people all day. If I could see no one, besides, like, friends. But every time I go to a store, I'm like, you fucking pieces of shit.
You know, it's not even in the store. It's the parking lot. I hate.
Parking lot and ringing out.
Dude.
And watching that. You know, mongoloid idiot who can't figure out the hand scanner by himself. Trying to bring up tomatoes. Like,
wow.
Fucker. There's a four-digit.
Doyle doesn't like equal opportunity jobs, apparently.
No, he needs the people at the self-checkout that don't know what the
mentally handicapped guy who bags your. That guy's actually usually pretty efficient. That's what
he loves
does. No, the guy who's just in front of you who's never used self-checkout. Mm, there's always one.
I don't go to self-checkout.
Don't understand it.
I don't get paid for that shit.
Yeah. Once you learn the system, it's faster.
No,
you gotta deal with the idiots.
The thing is, again, I don't mind it. None of that stuff bothers me. I went to on Christmas Eve. I went to King Soopers, and there was a lot of people there. But none of that shit. I'm fine with it. It doesn't bother me at all.
I had to go to the grocery store for something on Christmas Eve, and it was literally like, it was for Mel's baking. It was probably like a thing of eggs and a thing of milk or something like that. I was at the store for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, and it. That actually didn't bother me too much because I took headphones and I was just like listening to Jim Cornette people. But like, just the idea that I went in to get two things and I have been stuck here for like close to an hour was awful.
I have the innate ability to drown everything out around me. So
is that how you
feel? Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's so easy for me to just. I'll walk through life and just not. If I don't want to know what's going on around me, I don't. I just do it. I just do my thing.
That's funny. So, like, with hurting my back, the doctor gave me some pain medicine, and that is what it does to me. Like, I'll take it, and like the kids and Mel, they'll talk to me. I'm in a world like them. Very relaxing.
Do we want to get back onto show stuff? Do we want to go to Ninja Turtles?
Oh, yeah. Let's take a quick break, and we come back. We'll talk about our pop culture.
We've talked about nothing for 52 minutes.
Though, real quick, because you were just talking about it. Have you ever taken Ambien?
No.
Dude, I took an Ambien for the first time 2 weeks ago, and I can't describe to you people how dangerous that shit is.
What happened?
Dude, like, so it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I can't sleep because I'm in pain because of my knee. Which that's abnormal. Usually my knee pain kicks up when I wake up for some reason. But can't sleep, and there's Ambien at my house. Somebody left it there. That's not me. That we don't need to go into that.
He got a prescription for it, is what he's saying.
Yeah, totally
illegal.
Completely illegal.
And I was like, I'm gonna take one. And I'm like, I'm big. I should take two. And everything that you just talked about, the world was like, and then I woke up and it was midnight. Like, slept straight through 4 alarms, slept through 85 phone calls of everyone who's like, where the fuck are you? Things are exploding. Cows are dying. You need to get over here. Like, they're supposed to be dying.
You said that wrong. Cows aren't dying.
Yeah. Cows are running loose.
And I was just like, what the fuck?
There's living bungholes all over the place.
Not only that, I didn't feel like I fully woke up till I was off work after that night of work.
That's probably because you took too much.
I took two.
Well, what does it say on the bottle?
It says take one.
Yeah, there you go.
But even then, I wouldn't think that upping the dose by one, just like, hey, you were going to be fine. Now get ready to ride the dragon, asshole. Like, fucking 20, 30 straight hours. I was like, I didn't wake up till the next day at 2. I was like, good God.
It's funny. One of my friends, him and his wife, they both take Ambien.
I don't see how people do that. And I will never get.
Well, you're only supposed to take it for a little while. You're not. It's not supposed to be an indefinite thing.
But they basically talk to each other and they time. They're like, okay, we take our Ambien. We have an alarm in 15 minutes where we both have to get up and go to bed, or weird things happen, because they'll like get up from their couch. And, like, probably mentally they're like, okay, it's time for me to go to bed. But the Ambien has them screwed up and they'll just, like, eat a bunch of shit or, like, watch weird shit on TV.
I've heard, like, people wake up and, like, cook full dinners
and
shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like all sorts of strange stuff.
You're not supposed – the thing is, you're not supposed to take Ambien forever. Like, it's supposed to be a temporary thing. You're supposed to wean yourself off of Ambien.
Nah, people don't do that.
No, I know. But that's why it fucks you up, because you just keep taking it.
That's all I felt like. I was like – I felt like when I was awake – when I was like forced to wake up and go to work, it felt like my brain was doing other things and my body was just muscle memorying it. Like, we'll get it done, boss. And my brain's like, what are we doing over there, guys? It was fucking a weird experience.
God, this is going to be a horrible episode.
No, it's not. Just call it that. The horrible 2019 episode. Oh, yeah. The horrible, no good, very bad episode.
I think I might get sued.
There's a different word in there.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Vanilla Ice doesn't get sued for stealing under pressure, then we're not going to get
under
sued.
Under pressure.
All right, let's take a break, come back, and we'll talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles the first.
Not The Matrix.
This is Ben Wander, creator of A Case of Distrust, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Everybody, it's Clyde from the Old Still Radio Show, and this is why you need to listen to us. Number one, we may not be the biggest podcast out there.
I like being the underdog.
But we are one of the best.
It's magic. Yeah. It really is.
Secondly, we have a southern charm, and we tend to make a lot of sense.
I mean, he can't molest anybody when he's dead.
Right. And I hate to tell you people, we're pretty fucking funny.
Is that hilarious?
Yeah. But let's not forget about our most important part, the weather girl.
We never talked about the weather. You're the weather girl. Nope.
That's sugar tits, for those who don't know.
It's not hilarious. Welcome. That's going to get you cut.
So if you haven't gotten a feel for it, this is what the show is like, and we invite you guys to come out and check us out. We are the Old Still Radio Show with Number 2, Preach, Clyde, and Sugar Tits. Find us at www.oldstillradioshow.com or on Facebook at Old Still Radio Show, or on Twitter at Old Still Radio. And, of course, wherever you get your podcasts. So, yo, come on out and check out the Old Still Radio Show. We guarantee you're going to have a good time.
Taking dick pills and cocaine for the last 3 weeks.
And we're back.
Oh, did you record that sentence? Yeah. Amazing. All right, so let's do this. Today we're going to be talking about 1990s Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Not The Matrix.
I pulled the Doyle and watched The Matrix. So. This is what happens when we plan ahead.
It never goes
The
right.
problem is that we plan ahead so far, and then we don't talk to each other, and we just assume everybody knows what the plan is.
Oh, I know. I was going to talk to you today about that. I was like, can we start putting a to-go time like a week before as opposed to midnight the day before? Like, is it 9, 8:30, 7:30?
Well, it's always – I just assume everybody knows it's always 8:30.
I don't think you're connected to the calendar, because it does – the calendar says that it's 8:30.
Oh, I'm definitely not.
Yeah. You've been to fucking 30 recordings. It's always at 8:30.
No, we used to do them early. We've progressively gotten to 8:30. We used to be like 6:45.
Wow. No, we've never recorded that early.
Over the last – weeks, we've had some weird episodes where we've either had to record early or at different times because stuff's going on.
But for the majority of the time you've been on the show, it's been 8:30.
It's been 8:30, yeah.
Whatever. Unless we had to go to John's.
It doesn't much
John's
matter
place.
To me, honestly, because I'm awake. But it just matters if I go home and, like, do I get to sleep for an hour? Do I not sleep at all?
Anyway, directed by Steve Barron, starring Judith Hogue, I think is how you say her last name. As April O'Neil, Elias Kotis as Casey Jones, John Pies as Raphael's voice.
My Paisa.
Brian Tochi as Leonardo's voice. Corey Feldman as Donatello. And Robbie Riss as Michelangelo. And Kevin Clash, who does Elmo, as Splinter. Let's see. Let's look at the...
Why do you say it like that? Splinter.
Splinter, because that's how his name should sound. So, trivia. Robin Williams, who is a big fan of the franchise, provided Judith Hogue with information regarding her character through his comic book collection while the two were working on Cadillac Man together. Judith was not asked to come back as April O'Neil because she was so complainy.
I feel like that's what we're going to do to Doyle.
In case you didn't know, the Foot Clan is a parody of The Hand from Daredevil. And Jim Henson's workshop provided the movie's turtle costumes, which is probably why they're the best ones.
I think he did it for all three of the originals.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, honestly, it's like they got worse as the three movies went on.
I honestly love the way they look. If we're going to jump right in, honestly, I love this movie, first off, but yes. I cannot stand digital. And I know that's a long-standing 5-year complaint of mine. I don't like the new ones because they look so fake.
It's the same complaint that I have with Michael Bay's Transformers movies. They don't look like Transformers. Right. They look like CGI Transformers. Garbage. Like,
although Bumblebee's been getting a lot of good reviews.
But I've heard that it's because all the Transformers look like Transformers.
Maybe. I haven't watched it. I don't even know if it's come out yet, actually, now that I say that. But I've heard a lot of good things about that movie.
So I would say this is Steve Barron's best film.
Yeah, obviously. What else has he directed?
Coneheads, which not...
I liked Coneheads.
It's not as good.
It's not good, but I liked Coneheads.
It's funny-ish and had a weird ending, a very weird ending.
Yeah, the ending
Don't they just leave?
Yeah, no, but they go to their own planet. And
yeah.
He goes to his own planet, defeats the Garthog, then they come back. Wow, I know that.
I hate the Coneheads, but I know everything about them.
I've seen the movie a couple times. Well, I haven't seen a lady put down a foot long like that except for my mom. He made Pinocchio also, the 1996 live-action movie.
Which was terrible.
Treasure Island. I don't even know. I've never seen that movie. Mike Bassett. Electric Dreams. Dreamkeeper. Choking Man. Rat. Just movies you've never fucking heard of.
Yeah.
And then some, Michael Jackson stuff.
He made Merlin. That movie was, a made-for-TV movie that I actually kind of enjoyed.
Yeah, that movie. These movies. How'd this guy get this job? That was his first job, too.
I'm not going to lie.
That's why, because it was his first job.
I'm not going to lie. Oh, no. This is definitely the best movie he made.
Yeah.
I think Coneheads was pretty popular at its time, wasn't it?
Coneheads? So, yeah, because it was at the height of Saturday Night Live. Because it was Saturday Night
Live. Yeah, yeah.
It was just like a full production of one of their popular skits.
So no Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles conversation is complete without you saying, which is your favorite turtle?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it says a lot about you.
It does.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I feel like Raphael is...
Michelangelo is the correct answer. He's the cool dude, guys.
I was going to say Leonardo.
Because he's the leader.
I don't like Raphael because he's so bitchy in every single one of the fucking movies.
And all of the comic books.
He's very emo.
He's so bitchy.
But Raphael... what's fun is there are versions of teenagers you can see in all of those guys, though. Except for Leonardo. He doesn't really come off like a teenager.
No, he comes off a little more adulty.
He's the kid that's super mature.
Because he has to be, He has to be. But to wrangle these other idiots.
Super mature, but you don't like it.
His is Leonardo. Mine is Michelangelo.
I always like Donatello, honestly.
There you go.
What weapon is the coolest?
Nunchucks.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I don't know. I like the little katanas or the I don't even know what they're called. The size? Yeah, those are cool as shit. Donatello
definitely got the short end of the stick.
The long stick.
Okay, so I grew up with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comics and the cartoon, and the movie was a huge deal. In middle school. And so, we would play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and we would run around, and, there was always the kid with rich parents who, bought him, nunchucks at the flea market or something like that. So, there were ninja weapons floating around at my school.
Can we just do, a real-time progression movie, same cast, 46-year-old
Yeah, I don't know why we wouldn't. That's the that's what I don't understand.
Splinter's just dead.
I don't know what Casey Jones looks like anymore.
In this picture, he kind of looks tough, dude. He's like balding, but in a tough way, with like a mustache.
Because he's the only one that you could like tell aged. Because he's the only one that you could really see, right? Splinter's always hidden.
Yeah.
Or right. Yeah, no, not Splinter. What the fuck's the bad guy's name?
Shredder.
Shredder's always hidden. Oh, you can't really see him, so you won't. You could theoretically put somebody else in that body, but everybody else is just voices, right? Except for April, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, but she was asked to not come back. Right. She was complaining.
Yeah, but she's probably gotten better in 33 years.
But know? I'm saying you could. You could do it. I mean, I don't know why you couldn't.
Like middle-aged Mutant Ninja Turtles? So what would that be about? Like, what would they do? Obviously, they'd still be fighting the foot and all that stuff, but like...
I mean, hopefully they would have conquered the foot by now.
It looks like they turned the foot, hopefully, to their side. Maybe they'll be fighting the elbow.
Or they've, like, worked their way up to the shoulder, maybe.
There's a scene of them visiting Splinter at, like, the old person's home and
The old mutant's home.
Sitting across from Shredder playing, like, chess.
That's what it is, bro. Splinter's dead. They start the movie at Splinter's gravesite.
We should write this. This could be a thing. Kevin Eastman definitely won't sue the shit out of us.
We've met him before. Maybe he'll be nice.
Doubt it.
He seemed very nice.
No, I'm just saying, when it comes to his intellectual property, well,
we should probably talk to him about it.
You can just release this fan fiction. Well, that's a lot of time to get nothing out of it, but...
We do. We don't get anything out of this.
We have spent a lot of time on it.
It's, for me, the movie's a thumbs up. I absolutely love this fucking movie.
Yeah, it's great.
It's totally stands up against all of the other ones, even the fucking new horrible ones. I like it way better.
I like three where they went back in time and fought. I like all of them.
I like all of the three original movies. Yeah. Honestly, this just because it's the first one. It has that kind of soft spot. But I like all three of the original ones.
I just like the first one does not hold anything back. They're like Donatello's or. Raphael says damn and gets the shit kicked out of him to where he almost dies in this movie. They almost, like, they fucking torture Splinter.
I think I read an article about that the other two were toned down because of the, I think somebody rebought the, or something happened, but the two were, they were allowed to go forward if they weren't so dark, I think is how that came.
Because the movie felt more like the comic books than the cartoon by like a long shot. Because the cartoon was very, like, it was an 80s, 90s cartoon where it was like super corny and really cheesy and stuff. But the comics were kind of taken seriously and they were pretty intense. And like, so the movie kind of reflected that a little bit more than the cartoon did. I remember really liking it. So unfortunately, since I didn't like it, Watch it. I'm going to give it a thumbs up just based on how much I enjoyed it when I was a kid when it came out.
It holds up, man.
The kids watched it with me. They thought it was like, cool as shit.
There's a lot more adult jokes you'll get now.
Yeah.
Like, I can feel my shell tightening.
you can tell, like, it's a late 80s, early 90s movie because of the acting. The music, too, but the acting is not...
Raphael goes to see Critters.
It was amazing. Where do they come up with this stuff? Like, it's so funny.
The kid kicks his ass.
I like it. Like,
What are you, some kind of tweaker?
I like it. The acting is a little sometimes, because it's how old it is. Yeah,
1990.
But I love it. I think it's a great movie. I think it was a good start.
I'll probably go watch it tonight. Like, I'm excited.
Yeah, it is. It's thumbs up for sure.
It's just funny. Like, at the beginning, there's just the foot is stealing shit from people, and the van that they're all piling the stuff into is not even, like, hidden or anything. It's just kind of – it's in an alley, but it's very lit, and there's, like, 30 people just coming to bring stolen stuff to the van. Nobody's like, what the fuck's going on?
They're not
on?
Bothering to close the door in between when they put stolen stuff in there. It's just open
with ninjas in broad daylight.
Like,
yeah,
bring
there's
the
ninjas
shit.
Peeking out of the van. It's really funny.
I love how the dude laugh. Fucking steals the old one's TV while she's watching it.
I mean, that is New York back then, though.
Yeah.
Like, that was the image that there was of New York, is there was, like, this crazy, like, crime-ridden, like, dirty, dingy, full of drug addicts kind of place. You know, the story that you hear of, like, the girl getting murdered and screaming for help and nobody stopped to help her kind of thing. Yeah. And, oh, no, it's funny because that was my perception of what New York City was like when I was a kid, is that it was dangerous to go there, like no matter where you were.
That has totally changed. But yeah.
I love New York. It was really cool.
Literally never been there.
It was really cool.
It's completely different now. No more crack whores. No more.
I'm sure there are. They're just not.
Crack heads.
They're just not out in the open.
Yeah. They hide them.
I liked it. I thought it was cool. I went to Times Square, went to the Statue of Liberty. It was really cool. It was really cool. Is Casey Jones the main? Does he, I'm assuming, is he like their first friend? Like, because that's how it comes
April
across.
April O'Neil is technically their first human friend.
Right.
Yeah, but April and Casey.
Is Casey in the comic book a lot?
Yeah.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know I never read the comics, so I don't know if it was a lot of like just the turtles, and then they had to do something to add a little more spice to it, so they added a human fighter.
Casey's pretty big part of the comic books, I think, fairly early on.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not super familiar with the earliest comics, but
because I don't think he was in the.
I know Bebop and Rocksteady were like some of their first villains,
right?
Yeah, which I thought was. I mean, that's the second movie, but those were also done really well.
Yeah,
like better than I think the new Turtles movie did.
Absolutely, yeah.
Fucking Seamus.
I agree. Sometimes the special effects just don't need to be there.
It's just when you can create when the movie looks worse than the movie that was created fucking what is it now 20 years ago, 30
Almost
years
30
ago?
Years ago.
Like
yeah.
It's weird to me. Just build a bodysuit. Somebody could be in a suit. It's not like they're a Transformer where it's has to be because no you how do you make the I mean, you probably could still make a miniature out of that, but I don't know how that would look.
I've seen those Godzilla movies, and they're pretty awful.
But I mean, it's not like super huge or obstructive. Like, it doesn't look weird, whereas you could put a dude in a suit and make it look just fine. It's just weird to me.
And you could do a blend.
They
where
do,
you
like,
put a dude
legit
in a suit.
Looking karate moves in that first movie, too.
Yeah.
Fully suited up. Like, they look like they could really fight.
That's weird to me.
So the actors that, like, actually play the physical turtles, David Foreman, the guy that played Leonardo, Leif Tilden, who played Donatello, Michelin Tsitsi, who played Michelangelo, who played Raphael.
I don't know none of these people.
I don't see the physical
are
actor
they,
for Raphael, but they're all
are they stuntmen?
They're all stuntmen, and Michael Tsitsi, I think, was in, like, he was in Lost in Space and Men in Black doing the same kind of stuff.
Oh.
Where they do, like...
Men in Black. We didn't even talk about that.
We did do Men in Black once.
No, but I mean the new trailer that just came out.
Oh, yeah, looks good.
I actually enjoyed the hell out of it.
But, yeah, he's
I feel like you just got to get Will Smith in there somewhere, even just a cameo, though.
I turtles. I'm in. I like it. I think the first new turtle was like rated the worst movie of that year or something like that. Like it was absolutely horrendous. But why are you exploding your brains?
Could you imagine if in the new Men in Black, the automatic driver that pops out of the steering wheel for their car was Will Smith? That would be awesome.
Oh man,
I'm trying to get us back to turtles.
Yeah, but you brought up Men in Black. It's actually one of my favorite franchises, but Turtles is very good.
Who all did they fight? I mean, aside from the foot, it's Rocksteady and Bebop, and then
Shredder.
The dude Shredder,
that's the second one,
and then the dude with the
brain,
the brain
Krang.
In him, right? Krang. Krang.
Krang.
Krang?
Krang.
Yeah, K-R-A-N-G.
There's a turtle with spikes on his shell, but I don't remember that guy's name.
Yeah.
I mean, they fight like a lot of, like, it's like a lot of foot shit.
A lot of B-level, like, let's look it up.
Yeah, notable Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles bad guys.
But I think those...
I think in the cartoon it was mostly Krang.
Mostly Krang and Shredder.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to watch a lot of the cartoon. I had this toy where it was a turtle, and then like the turtle transformed,
Baxter
and then
Stockman.
It was
yeah. We should probably remember Baxter Stockman, the fly,
Karai, Toka, and Rezar.
Oh yeah, those.
Which
yeah.
I guess that's the ones they made in the second movie
that were
they made Toka and Rezar. They didn't make Bebop and Rocksteady.
Right?
Are those
weird.
Four individual different turtles?
Yeah. So Rezar is the turtle that has the spikes. That's what I was thinking about.
And Toka is like a
wolf or like a fox or a coyote or something.
But were those made just for the movie?
Yes.
Or were they so those those villains were not in the books.
No,
I'm sure they
it was Rockstar and Rocksteady
and Bebop. Rocksteady, yeah.
Who have had a few really interesting and recent comics, like short runs that have been really good.
Side note, that game is fucking hard to beat.
Like Bebop and Rocksteady,
the first Destroy the original one yeah. that was on the
where
Nintendo.
You're just going this way.
Yeah,
is that Turtles in Time? No, Turtles in Time is Super Nintendo. Turtles in Time was really fun.
The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles before the arcade version was pretty fun and wasn't that hard. But the one before that on the Nintendo was absolutely impossible. Same with the Batman video game that was ridiculously hard.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, man.
Dude, they did not have a lot of bad guys back in the day.
They did not.
General Trag. Like, all these bad guys are new.
The Rock Soldier Slash, who was the snapping turtle that had the... He was like Toka, but the comic and cartoon version.
Master Tetsu. He was cool from the first movie.
Leatherhead, who was the
Leatherface?
Crocodile, or like alligator or whatever.
Not a lot of great bad guys, it seems.
I mean, they had
what kind of animals can we meld together to be huge?
And I know they did a lot of crossover stuff with Usagi Yojimbo in the comics. Because it was like a very similar idea, like this anthropomorphized rabbit that's a samurai. Mm-hmm. And they came together like independently, but I know a lot of people thought they were from the same thing. So, I don't know.
Weird.
It is weird.
Well, thumbs up for me.
Thumbs up, Doyle.
Thumbs up.
Like 30-year-old thumbs up. I'll rewatch it again and get back to you.
Bastard.
I know. Sorry.
Is The Matrix next or is...
Yes, The Matrix is next.
Okay. Was that our pick or Jason's pick?
I don't remember.
I think it was your guys' pick.
Do we know what... you don't have your
I don't
notebook.
Have my notebook.
That's right.
I forgot
okay.
my notebook.
Well, then we'll just fix it. We'll just...
So next...
The Matrix.
Next issue, or episode, I mean, will be... we'll
Ishy
be
episode.
Watching The Matrix, which I can already tell you is really good. Because I just very recently watched it.
I've watched it within the last couple weeks, too, actually.
Movie holds up pretty well.
It does. Bullet time's still cool.
It is. All right, we'll come back, and I'll have an old man pick that I got to come up with on the fly.
Hi, I'm Scott Fuzzy Joseph, and you are listening to Thinking Outside of the Long Box.
I mean,
he was a bad wrestler.
He was. That's true.
Yeah.
Who cares?
No, I don't. I liked him. He was not a good wrestler.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about.
He wasn't good at imaginary things.
So, my old man pick comes from something that I watched last night with my son. So,
porn.
All porn. Weird. He's standing right here too. So. So my phone automatically
now connects. We know why he wants to stay here forever.
my phone automatically connects to
doesn't make me watch porn, Mom.
To Bluetooth in my car. One time I jump in my car and like the last thing I had watched on my phone popped up and it was just like a porn thing. I quick turned off the radio and Ashton just starts laughing his ass off.
Not 3 minutes.
We're old, plus that's quick. You're like, oh shit, I should do something about this.
Oh god, embarrassing.
Oh shit, funny. I should have done something about that.
At least it wasn't like crazy porn. It was just normal porn.
At least it wasn't your wife.
She would have laughed her ass off. Are you kidding me?
No, but I mean on the audio. Yeah, on the audio. Oh, no. Ashton's like, oh my god. No.
I ditched school one day and went home and caught my parents doing that and went back to the school. Because I was just like, fucking math's not that bad. Can't unsee that ever again.
No, I did not watch porn with my son last night. So I was going through the WWE Network just trying to find something to watch. And there's a kind of like stand-up / spoken word thing that Mick Foley does called 20 years, you know, since Hell in a Cell or something like that. Yeah, pretty much. So, like, it's him reminiscing about the match 20 years ago. And as I was getting started to watch it, Ashton's like, so, like, what are they talking about? I was like, wait a second. He's never seen this match. So I looked up King of the Ring 1998 and pulled up the match. And I sat and watched it with my son and my wife, who ended up wanting to watch it, too. And it's just... It's crazy to like revisit that because I remember watching it live, like when it happened, and just being like, holy shit, that dude is dead.
Yeah.
And then he just kept getting up.
He could take a beating.
Like,
that dude
He's a real hero for overweight.
He was practicing before that, though. Okay. That's what he did before he got to WWE.
He's
he
like
would
that jump dude
that
off just,
of
like,
his house. He would. That's what he did.
But he's like that dude that just didn't take it seriously. Like everyone else comes out, they're like jacked, and he's just like.
But to be fair, we're talking about a time where that was normal. You would see big dudes, you'd see fat guys and ugly. You know what I mean? Yeah. The things weren't.
To me, he felt especially out of shape, though. I don't know why.
Not at all. Like
maybe I was remembering it that way.
Wrestling was like way less homogenized than it is now. Like not everybody had to be big and jacked. Like there
and
were,
beautiful.
Like
there was
a perfect
ugly
example.
Beeps, sure.
Like Rey Mysterio back then looked like a skinny little kid. Like he just. A small dude, you know, same with like Chris Benoit or what's his name? Dean Malenko. Well, they were muscular, but it was like not that extra ripped, like every muscle defined.
Oh, no, I know that.
And they also were like 5'8", you know.
Oh, I know that, but I'm talking like Mick Foley looked like he just got off your couch. Like, let's do this.
Yeah, but so did, like...
There were a few others, I'm not saying
so did Bam Bam Bigelow, except for taller. Like,
Hillbilly Jim.
Fucking
Doink the Clown.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan was a big fat fuck. Like, George the Animal Steel.
Jerry the King Lawler.
No, Jerry Lawler was pretty buff for a while.
He got old. He got, like, old buff.
He's still wrestling.
He's still pretty awesome, too. Yeah. Very nice guy. Anyway, so watching this match, like, Ashton's watched a lot of, like, modern wrestling. So the stuff that he sees tends to be a lot more safe and, like, you know... thinking about, I want to do this for 30 years as opposed to how can I make enough money today to survive next month. So he's never seen somebody get thrown off of a 15-foot tall structure through a table.
I think it was like 30 foot, honestly.
It's not.
It was fucking gargantuous.
He said it's 16 feet up. Yeah.
It does look big.
She was huge.
Dude,
I remember this match very thoroughly.
So
like
the place that it takes place in is an open arena. It's like, that's the other thing. He's never seen a football stadium full of people for like a regular ass pay-per-view.
Oh,
like,
buddy.
So
I went to WrestleMania with 94,000 people.
So
this is
crazy. A random King of the Ring.
Yeah,
and there's like 100,000.
But the thing is, if you look at the card, it wasn't a random King of the Ring. Because after that match, it was Stone Cold and the Kane in the First Blood match, which involved The Undertaker and Mankind.
Right.
And so
he does a run out.
Yeah. And it was actually a really high profile match, but that match, which was actually good, got completely drowned out by the Hell in the Cell match.
Right.
There's no way you're following up that match.
Exactly. So like, so
that knowledge came out of nowhere.
Here's Ashton watching.
I listened to that shit a lot.
Watching this ridiculous thing happen, like, and he doesn't have all the background of watching, you know, Cactus Jack do death matches in Japan,
right,
or his shit in ECW with Terry Funk. Like, he didn't even know who Terry Funk was. Like, when Terry Funk comes out and he's like, are you okay? You know, he's like, who's that guy? I'm like, that's his friend. Like, his friend who's checking to make sure he's not dead.
Because nobody knew he was going to, nobody knew they were going to do that spot.
I think he knew.
Nobody knew. Yeah.
So it's just awesome to see, like, and I know I've said this a lot in my old man segments, but watching something with my kid that I saw like 20 years ago, I love the new eyes that it brings. And like that moment, I've seen the spot where Foley goes off the top of the cell a million fucking times now. Like, if you just watch that match, they replay it like 30 goddamn times from like four different angles. And Lawler goes, okay, well, let's watch it again.
The thing is, that's a big spot, but it wasn't the only big spot in that match. He flies off. And he hits the fucking table, and then they try to cart him out, and he comes back, and he climbs up, and then he goes through the cage.
Which I don't think is on purpose.
that wasn't on purpose either. And
can you imagine the feeling of that in front of like 90,000 people? Like, all right, I'm going to land on the... Like,
that's when his tooth came out of his mouth and into his nose, through his lip. Like, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then he gets dropped on fucking tacks as well. Like, it's just... That is a fucking insane match. It's crazy.
That guy was way too tough.
Dude, and like what's ridiculous
or
is,
the Undertaker didn't give a shit.
What's ridiculous?
I'm hurt, bro. Get all these texts.
So we go back and we watch the spoken word thing, mm-hmm. which is awesome. Like, I highly recommend anybody watching it. So there's this wrestling fan or not, it's entertaining, right?
He's an entertaining guy.
So there's this moment in the match where he goes through the structure and lands on the ring, right? And like tons of people come into the ring, like four refs, like a couple of the trainers, Terry Funk, a mm-hmm. couple of his other friends, and they're like genuinely like, holy fuck.
Yeah, you can hear Jim Ross say, oh my God, he's dead.
He says they killed him.
Yeah.
As though there's like some conspiracy to murder.
Because he didn't know either. They apparently through his career, he's always said, no, I don't want to know the end to the match. Because he wants to call it that way. He wants to make it sound like it's actually something he's never seen before.
So after all those people run in, like he's surrounded by people and he is literally unconscious. Like, he's on the floor for 40 seconds, completely unconscious, right? And then, like, all of a sudden, there's people kind of around him, and he wakes up. Like, so this is a sequence of events. He falls down, he's unconscious, there's all these people around him, and the Undertaker hangs down from the structure and drops into the ring, right? And it looks ominous. He like strides over like, I'm gonna kick this guy's ass, and he kind of comes to the other side of the ring, and Terry Funk confronts him.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mick Foley in this thing talks about how he has always wondered what they said to each other, because you can't hear it on camera, and like it just looks weird. So Funk comes up to him, and apparently what he says is, what do you want to do? And the Undertaker says to him, have you checked to see if he's alive or not? And so Funk leans down, and Foley talks about, I came to with like Terry Funk like really awkwardly touching the side of my head. And now that I know the conversation that they had, I realized that Funk was checking for my pulse. And then Funk goes over to the Undertaker and goes, he's alive. And at that point, the Undertaker choke slams Terry Funk to buy time.
Yeah.
Right? And when he does it, he literally lifts him up out of his shoes. And so Foley rolls over, and he said his first thought when regaining consciousness was, where did these shoes come from? Like, it's just such an incredible, like, the dichotomy of watching the match and how it's called. It looks so crazy, and you're like, what the shit? Like, how have these people not died? And his thought processes are so, they're shoes. So, I don't know. It was really cool, but it was really cool watching it with Ashton because he's never seen it before, you know, and it's such an ingrained part of just like any of the things like the
Matrix. It's an iconic thing because I think like, people who I don't know who don't even like wrestling have pressed that match.
Have seen it. Like, it's such an integral part of like pop culture at the time where wrestling was doing crazy things. Movies were doing really weird things that they'd never done before. Like the Batman movie. Like that had never – reimagining Batman in such a dark fashion like had never happened before. Like there were so many crazy inventive ideas that were happening in like, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s that my kids have never seen. They've just seen the parody of it or the cheap knockoff of it, and they don't get to enjoy like the awesome old version of it a lot of the time, which is probably exactly how my parents feel about all of the stuff that I watch.
Yeah.
You know, instead of thinking about a Hell in a Cell, they're thinking about like an NWA championship that they watched in like the 70s or instead
riding a horse to work.
What's that?
Is it riding a horse to
work? Riding a horse to work, yes.
Well, that match is you remember it not because it's and that's the weird thing.
And it's not a good
because
match.
it's not a good wrestling match. You know what I mean? It's you remember it because of the craziness that happened inside the ring, and that's the weird thing because the Stone Cold and Kane match is a good,
really
match,
good match.
But you're never gonna remember. Just never gonna happen. It's just Mankind is insane. The next year he has his I Quit match with The Rock where he gets fucking just blown. blasted with 20 chair shots in the head, and his kids and his wife are crying afterward. Like, that is hard to watch too.
Yeah,
just watching him getting hit and hit in the head with a steel chair. It's crazy. Yeah, and I know there's probably people out there going, oh, whatever, they're fake steel chairs. What I mean, it's
there's a video of him getting stitches in the back after that match.
But you listen to Stone,
his face is cut to shit from fucking chairs.
You listen to Stone Cold and all these people talk about these things on their podcast where they were trained to do certain things, and then they go, why? Nobody taught me how to take a steel chair to the face. I just happened.
Right.
Like, yeah. You don't get trained to get thrown off of a cage and land on a table. It just fucking happens.
You don't practice it.
Yeah.
You go, and this is when you throw me off.
Yeah.
The thing. And you're not gonna practice it. You know it's gonna happen. And he's in his stand-up thing. He talks about how, you know, Vince McMahon was like, okay, I know you're going to do this. Have you been to the top of the thing yet? Yeah. First lie. And you're comfortable being up there? Oh, yeah. Second lie. You know, like he literally hadn't even been to the top of it. And it's like the top is held together with fucking like zip ties. So like they step on one of the panels of it and it just breaks. And like he goes to suplex the Undertaker and the Undertaker's like, fuck that. Like, I'm not doing that. You know, it was just fascinating. And the two put together made it really cool because you get to watch it happen and you're like, holy shit, like that is insane. And then you get to hear him talk about his experience and you're like, holy shit, that's even more insane. Like, why would you get back up? Like, why would you even try? And like, he talks about how in his, you know, unconscious kind of clouded mind still, they go to stretcher him out the second time. He says, I'm not going out on another stretcher. I'm going to walk out. And he says, I don't know where that came from. I don't even remember saying that shit. Like, I really wish they would have stretchered me out. I was in a lot of pain, you know? So, I don't know. It's fun. My old man pick is King of the Ring 98, Hell in a Cell match.
You know what's funny? Huh. Is that King of the Ring was supposed to be like the major part of that fucking
and
event.
It's like nobody
cares
remembers.
That Ken Shamrock won that.
Exactly.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares that Ken Shamrock's making a comeback hardly. Are you kidding me? Like, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of older wrestling lately, and it's been a lot of fun because there's so much stuff that was amazing back then that still like stands the test of time where you're watching.
Does he do a podcast? He should.
Mick Foley?
Because even his autobiography is like really good too.
Yeah, his book is amazing. I bought it for myself.
He's bought a lot. He's written a lot of them.
He's written like eight now.
Yeah. Okay, I think it's the first one.
And he writes kid books too. He's done actually a lot of different things.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I think it has to be his first one. I remember doing a book report about it, like early high school, like freshman.
On the back of the book, it shows you a picture of Mankind and everything that he's ever done to his body.
Yeah.
Yeah. His and the Rock's book came out around the same time.
I definitely want to read Chris Jericho's book.
Also a good autobiography.
I've read them all. It's fun. They're fun. I love that shit. I have all of the I've stopped collecting, but I have all the DVDs on Stone Cold and you know, every time a new biography comes out, it's pretty cool.
I think that's my favorite thing about, you know, people constantly talk, I'm going to cancel the WWE Network because I hated this last pay-per-view. Don't do that. There's so much amazing shit on there, and that's not just old WWE, not even just old WCW and old ECW. There's like all sorts of crazy cool like old stuff going back into like the 50s and stuff. Like, there's this amazing, they have all these different random shows and stuff. Like, the reason I even started watching the channel last night was there's a new show called Botch Club that stars Gallows and Anderson, and it's hilarious. It's just people fucking up, and it's amazing. Like, there's this one video that I actually remember watching this ECW match where Mike Awesome is going to go do a diving headbutt on somebody, and as he goes to jump, the turnbuckle snaps, and so he just face plants. Like, and it's, you know, that hurt like hell, it is the funniest shit in the world to watch. Or like, there's some triple threat match going on. and Stone Cold goes to stand on the middle rope and kind of like taunt the crowd off of the top rope, and it just goes brrrt, and his leg gets like tied up with his knee braces in between the ropes. So Triple H has to come over and like untwist him, and after he untwists him from the ropes, he gives him like a half-ass like punch to the head, like, I'm gonna help you out of the ropes, but I'm still hitting you because we're supposed to be fighting each other.
I love it. I love wrestling. He always talks about what they used to do after the show would go dark, after the show would be over, because there's usually one or two more matches afterward. And he says that there was one time where they had passed the concession stand because this was a match that was going on in the back, and he had thought it would be funny to grab a full bag of like a full black bag full of popcorn.
Oh, the trash popcorn.
And yeah, and they would, and he was hitting this other dude with this bag of popcorn, and the guy was selling it like he was getting hit with the steel chair the whole time, and they were just laughing in the ring. It was it's fucking crazy.
That's awesome. So anyway, there's a show on there called Hidden Gems that like takes matches or like promos and stuff from like random people in like, you know, Ohio Valley Wrestling or like old ECW videos or old WCW videos. And it's like the guys that are huge now.
Oh, yeah.
Like Kenny Omega when he was like 16 in like an episode of Ohio Valley Wrestling, stuff like that. And it's, there's so much cool stuff on there if you like that stuff. Oh no, I wish there was
wrestling.
I do like wrestling.
Go to WrestleMania, bro. I'm telling you.
I want to. I'm poor.
It's fun. It's
I
really
want to go to the next All In.
It's expensive, but it's really not that expensive in the scope of things. I think we spent like $220 per ticket.
That's not too bad.
And then we had to fly out there and all that shit, but it's really not that bad.
I would drive.
Well, I don't think we had I don't know if we had a car that would make it out to Orlando. We actually did. We drove to the Houston one. We drove to Dallas because we have family there, and then we drove to Houston.
Nice.
But the Florida one we flew to.
But that's been fun. I've been just watching a lot of that stuff for the other show, and you know, it's awesome.
I watched a lot of Tremors this last week. It was fun.
Did you see my?
It didn't answer my question.
Oh, so I thought that because it was Christmas afterward. I think it was something going on, but I think the Kevin Bacon one was supposed to happen. There was supposed to be a new Kevin Bacon one as well.
Yeah.
And then I think they scrapped it. But Burt Gummer, I can't remember his real name, but he's putting out another one. But the ones that he's put out lately have all gone to like Netflix or straight to video. But they were supposed to do one. Kevin Bacon had come on and signed up for one more, and then something happened to it.
Did you see that new Critters got greenlit too?
Yeah, I did see that.
That's awesome.
I was like, we'll see.
Oh, don't lie. You know you'll watch it. And love
I will.
It.
I'll watch it.
Oh, man. Did we just do a whole episode?
I think so.
Talking
I'm about getting too especially tired on the meter, so yeah.
Talking about Ambien or something.
Well,
there's no need for Ambien today.
I guess that means I have to do my thing without my list. So let's
not
see.
That hard.
Let's see if I can do it. So
you can't.
I know I can't do it without you fucking assholes interrupting. So there are several different ways that you can find out more about the podcast and get a hold of us. Definitely next episode will be a little bit more focused, I'm guessing. We talked a lot about toilet paper and Ambien in this one. So, but you can find us on the web at www.totlb.com. You can find us on Instagram or Twitter at Outside Long Box. On Facebook at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. You can email us at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. That's a really great way to get a hold of us if you want to do an interview about whatever kind of project you're working on.
It was supposed to be a TV show, by the way, the Kevin Bacon one, but it didn't go forward, apparently.
Nice. There you go. There's my interruption. John Morris, who I just interviewed today, but will be coming up in one of our
you'll hear before this one.
One of our interview issues.
Mm-hmm.
Go back in time.
I mean, I'm sure we got an email at some point, and that's how we got that.
Yes. She sent us the book.
Yeah, she did.
She sent us, which awesome. Is awesome. Thank you, Quirk Books, for that.
And I know if you've listened to the interview already, you've heard how much I love it. But if you didn't listen to that interview episode, the regrettable
Doyle's line, grandma,
regrettable
or aunt,
superheroes, regrettable villains, regrettable sidekicks,
they're aunt.
Super, super funny.
Aunt.
aunt ever going to listen to the real episodes of the show?
I hope she does. I hope she does.
I terrible. Hope she becomes a fan. It's like, yeah. Oh, man.
We'd all be getting chunkless, bro, like real fast.
But yeah, give us an email if you have a project that you're working on that you'd like to have several dozens of people hear about.
At least.
At least several dozens.
More than one. More, also, less
more
than
several dozens.
I'm just
dozens.
Kidding. I know. Lots
you
of people listen.
You
At least.
Outside the long box at gmail.com.
Look how old he looks.
Yeah, he is old.
He's but he looks old, though. Like, he,
why is that weird? Most people
it's not
age.
Weird. You don't look old, and you're old.
I'm not that old.
You're old. You're old. Almost Kevin Bacon old.
I have gray hair. I
Kevin Bacon,
Kevin,
I guarantee, is like 60 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon's got to be like 60.
Like I said.
I'm not that old.
That
I'm
motherfucker is like lean turkey bacon at this point. Barely recognizable as bacon.
With
anymore.
Egg whites.
Yeah. With egg whites.
That's what people eat with turkey
I
bacon.
Know.
Sodium-free okay. bacon.
So I've talked about the website, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, our email. Oh, our phone number. You can call us, leave us a message about literally
dare.
Anything. Like literally anything, as is proven by...
Hopefully Dom sent us a review about Aquaman here pretty soon.
Yeah, Dom, we must need to know about your aqua adventures.
I reached out to John, but he never texted or messaged
back.
John
aces
so.
Now.
Probably.
We haven't seen Aquaman.
But yeah, you can give
Wait,
us a call.
Did anybody see Aquaman?
970-573-6148. Oh, man. I was close. 473 is really close to 573.
Aquatic.
6148 on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. May he rest in peace. Oh, yeah, we should definitely go to the midget wrestling thing that's coming up.
I'm down, man.
Let's
midget see. Wrestling, then we watch Aquaman.
You
then
can
we visit the grave of Michael Kirk.
You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/TOTLB. I don't know what else.
Six different ways. Seven.
Yeah, that's a lot of things.
Seven ways.
If I forgot anything, you can find out about it, of course, by going back to our website, www.totlb.com. Welcome to 2019, fans.
Gabe said he was going to put more stuff out, but he hasn't.
Real long
we'll,
boxes.
We'll keep
oh,
doing
shit,
stuff.
I haven't posted those yet.
Where this year, I'm saving all my stuff that I've been doing to release at the beginning of the new year.
Yeah.
I actually am. That's my plan. I haven't told you about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can go to YouTube,
tinyurl.totlbtube,
or .com/TOTLBTube to find our YouTube channel, which has been having some pretty cool stuff on it.
Yeah, we've put a lot of good stuff. When we get the Mevo up, like I said, I think that we'll be adding even more stuff. So
gonna Mevo it, folks.
So be sure to subscribe there.
Mevo.
Again, welcome to 2019. We are in
get some.
We are in the future next year.
What new technology? We got to think about this from today. Well, I mean, like, what new thing that's going to come out that we would not have expected to come out by next year?
Drone Amazon deliveries. Like, they keep talking about it.
I expected that to happen.
No, they keep talking about it, but I don't think it.
Drone car salesman.
Is it going to pick up the car?
Yeah.
Ooh. Why is it my car?
All right, let's make one.
Or can I just drive?
Yeah, that's what I meant. A prediction.
What's our one crazy prediction for 2019?
Yes. A technological prediction.
Donald Trump gets him. Oh. Technological? Oh, all right.
No,
shit.
It can be a crazy.
I was going to say Donald Trump gets impeached.
That is pretty crazy because he's pretty much dodged that bullet for 2 years.
It's like
maybe the wrong turn of phrase to use.
He shakes off impeachment like nobody else. It's just like, what? Scandal? Yes, I did those things.
Of course. Who doesn't pee on Russian hookers? What's your crazy prediction for 2019?
Some city in America will attempt to outlaw gas, going with only solar power, or going with only electric power.
Like a city will try to go entirely green.
Some city
green.
In America, yeah, will try to go entirely green.
Wow.
By outlawing
I saw a thing,
shittier energy.
I saw a thing where Costa Rica says they'll be entirely green by 2021. Thought that was pretty interesting.
I think it's gonna be like some small ass city in like Maine or something.
Do they not
shit.
Have cars in
no,
Costa
like,
Rica?
I think they're saying like everybody's yeah, car will be like electric.
Tesla, bro.
In Costa Rica,
it's
like they
such
don't.
Such a small.
It doesn't
country.
Sound like enough people could afford to buy a Tesla.
You got to give it to them.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess if that's how you're gonna do it, that's how you're gonna do it.
You give what you got, you get a Tesla, right? You got three coconuts, Tesla. 10 coconuts, Tesla.
I would need to go to there so I can get a Tesla for a coconut.
The cheapest Tesla is like $35,000. Yeah. So I'm in
but you get there like a coconut's like $18,000. Like, the fuck's up with this coconut market? I feel like you guys have a lot more money if you stop buying coconuts.
I feel like that's the only way that you can...
Teslas.
I feel like that's the only way you can go completely green. You're never going to – people are always going to have cars.
Yeah, but I mean maybe they're eliminating cars, full public transportation. That could be a thing.
Well, but even public transportation runs on gas.
Not necessarily. I know.
There are public
and stoves.
They said that runs electric.
I don't know. I just saw an article.
I'm just saying that doesn't sound feasible.
They have 2 years to figure it out.
Yeah, my prediction's probably a little early. That's probably like a 2028 prediction.
All right, so my crazy prediction for this
year. That's crazy. I will say it's crazy, though.
Sorry, I want to go back because I have another one I think that's way more likely. First commercial space flight happens.
Oh, yeah, I think that's probably pretty reasonable.
Space flight, like, to
outer,
somewhere or just to
probably
space?
Probably inner space, but outer space.
Yes, I think that's achievable.
I bet this year.
What? How much those fucking tickets would cost, I don't know.
A person goes to Mars.
Like goes or gets to
like
Mars?
Gets to maybe orbits. You know what I'm saying?
I think they'd have had to leave already.
Yeah, I think that takes a couple years, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they'd have to go the next 6 months?
Yeah.
I think it's possible that we would go. I don't know how possible it would be that we would get there.
I don't
yet.
Think we'd land. Yeah. But I bet they'd launch someone to go towards Mars at least.
I feel like this country doesn't see any real advantage to going to outer space at this point.
Well, I didn't say America would do it. I'm just saying somebody does it.
That's a huge advantage.
No, I agree. I agree with you. I'm saying that as a whole, I don't think the United States, because it doesn't feel like that's a big goal for anybody in the United States. Not even for fucking NASA. You know what I mean?
We're all trying to hate somebody harder than the person.
I want to change my prediction. This year, the government announces that they've been in contact with space aliens.
Ooh.
Because they've been like, there's been like
there have
if
been
this
weird
were a, if this were a movie, there've been weird little foreshadowing moments where like the Air Force is like, yeah, we see UFOs all the goddamn time. Post that, New York Times.
UFOs everywhere.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's kind of a
don't tell Trump to stop. I think he's the first president where they're like, put the book away.
Yeah.
He can't find the book.
He's all, I keep reading about the Book of Secrets that Obama had. Where is that? No, he was making that up.
Black son of a bitch stole it.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying that's what they would tell Trump.
Yeah, that is what they would tell Trump. With that said, I'm Gabe.
I love you, Obama. I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
Come back to us.
This has been episode 102, maybe 103. I don't have my notebook, so This has been episode 100 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
I think it's three.
It's been a good time.
Less than episode 108, for sure.
It is three.
It is.
Because episode 100 happened at John's.
Oh, yeah. And then,
and then 101 was the year end wrap up. 102's got to come out. This is 103. And that's got to go out.
So bizarre.
How bizarre. How bizarre.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.